Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Is covering and joins us live from Guadalajara, Mexico.
In fact, Steve, a coordinated response to the H1N1 virus is the most urgent issue on the agenda. Later today, President Obama, Mexican President Calderon, and Canadian Prime Minister Harper will outline a blueprint to monitor the pandemic. Public health experts predict that the so-called swine flu will flare up in the fall. They say common sense precautions can slow but not stop the virus. Another top issue, the increasingly violent Mexican drug war that often spills across the border. The U.S. and Canada will offer to help train Mexican police. The leaders are also discussing shared economic concerns, trade, and climate change. Live in Guadalajara, Mexico, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
This country's war on swine flu is taking shape as more kids head back to school. Here's reporter Sabrina Gibbons.
As students step off the school bus this morning for the first day of school here in DeKalb and Fulton counties, most aren't too worried about swine flu.
Not really, because I always wash my hands and be careful.
Schools in DeKalb County, like here at Evansdale Elementary, have installed hand sanitizer stations in each school to help protect students from the H1N1 virus.
We've provided information to parents on hand washing and covering their mouth if they sneeze or cough.
Sabrina Gibbons for CBS News, Atlanta.
A new study finds 1 in 5 adolescents admit to sharing prescription medication with classmates and others.
The most common things that kids were owning up to sharing were things like allergy medicines, but they in fact shared everything from antibiotics on down to acne medicine.
Study author Richard Goldsworthy says teens need to learn that drug sharing can be dangerous, even deadly. A new possible health concern has emerged from the 9/11 debris at New York's Twin Towers. CBS's Barry Bagnano has that.
Doctors tracking the health of World Trade Center responders have red flagged an unusual cancer pattern.
We saw 4 individuals under 45 who had multiple myeloma, far more than we'd expect at that age.
Only 4 cases, but 4 times the normal rate. Dr. Jacqueline Moline at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine says researchers want to know if responders exposed to a stew of toxins,
if they develop new diseases, patterns of disease, as a result of their exposure.
This study in the Journal of Occupational and Environmental Medicine. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
In the Hudson River, the recovery effort goes on following the weekend mid-air collision that killed 9 people. The wreckage of the helicopter has been found, along with 7 bodies. The search intensifies today for the other 2 and for the wreckage of the single-engine airplane.
We know that there is a lot of traffic over the Hudson River, and I think that we're going to have to take a look at that as part of our investigation.
Debbie Herzman heads up the National Transportation Safety Board. She tells the CBS Early Show,
we don't know all of the facts with respect to this accident investigation at this point in time, and that's why we're here. We've got to develop those. We've only been here a day, and so we won't be reaching any conclusions at this early stage of the investigation.
Fresh from bankruptcy and promising a brand new future, General Motors is launching a venture with the online marketplace eBay. Jeff Gilbert of WWJ Detroit has details.
GM will put its entire lineup on eBay and connect interested buyers with a dealer. In some cases, there will be an eBay-style auction. In others, it's a fixed price. They'll start the program in California, but plan to expand it nationwide.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. A 19-year-old man is dead and...
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
TLC's John and Kate Plus 8 has returned to TV screens. This time, though, we're following John and Kate after announcing they would separate. What does this mean for fans of the show? Well, they will get to see Kate pitching a tent for the kids, and John getting to grips with single life in the kitchen. But no word yet on whether the show will include any of John's new romantic interests.
Ladies and gentlemen,
movie director Ridley Scott is returning to the Alien franchise. His original creation back in 1979 spawned a slew of sequels, including James Cameron's Aliens and David Fincher's Alien 3. but Scott is returning to make a prequel. The question on the tip of everyone's tongue is whether or not Sigourney Weaver's Ripley character will be returning too. Once upon a time, there was this kid who had a body hair problem, discovered he was a werewolf, and that he had some pretty cool basketball skills. Yep, it's 1985, and Teen Wolf is the movie sensation of the year. Wish you could go back and do it all over again? You can't. Warner Brothers Pictures reportedly have begun the development of a Teen Wolf remake.
Go to CSBT.com to learn more. Long live your money. Member FDIC.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Barbaric!
Radio talk show host Bill Press.
His 6'4" frame was well toned by constant athletics.
There's square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Gracias, buenos dias, bienvenidos a la Casa Blanca.
This is the Bill Press Show.
America, this is our moment. This is our time. Our time to turn the page on the policies of the past.
Play ball.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Bill Press Show this morning. My name is Rich Masters, sitting in for Bill this morning on this Monday, August the 10th. It's about 7 minutes past the hour, and we're glad to have you along for the ride this morning. And with me, as always, is Peter Ogburn. Peter, how are you doing this morning?
I'm blessed, really.
Yeah, as often as I hear the George Bush, obviously, balloon hats.
Obviously, balloon hats.
You know, I there are days when I miss him. I mean, it's just...
I miss him all the time.
Ugh.
I miss him all the time. It's such a natural inclination for me to just reach to play some good, you know, George Bush audio.
In Casablanca. Es tu Casablanca.
And I just, it's some, you know, I forget that he's out of office, and I just...
Brother, what can I do to help you?
I just want to play it. I can sit and play George Bush.
It's Fuzzy Man.
All day long. It never gets old to me.
Estudia ya viene llegando.
Right. Right.
Well, I think my favorite one was the Fool Me Once, Shame On.
Yeah.
What I mean to say is, can't get fooled again.
You'll enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Make sure you pick up all the trash after it's over.
Okay, we will.
Oh, you gotta love him, huh?
I miss him.
Oh,
frankly, I miss
man.
Him. I'll say it.
Unbelievable. I wonder how he's doing. I hear he's a greeter at Walmart there down in...
Wouldn't that be great?
It's something he's finally qualified for.
Exactly.
8 minutes past the hour. We got Dane Strother coming up later this morning. We're going to talk to him. He's a Democratic media consultant, and I want to talk to him about the House and Senate races that are starting to brew and what he's seeing. He travels the country working for candidates, so we'll get his take on that and the issues of the day. So he'll be along for the ride for most of the hour. So I also want to take your phone calls. We've been talking this morning about health care and the whole birther movement. The number, if you want to ring in, is 866-557-7377. 866-55-PRESS is the telephone number to call in. The whole birther movement, we talked a little bit about it earlier, but it's just amazing that it continues to kind of foment out there. And then these healthcare town halls in which the people are being interrupted and shouted down over and over and over again, seems pretty ridiculous. So I've got a lot to talk about this morning, so let's get to it.
This is the Full Court Press.
Here's what's making news. The destroying of my childhood continues. First it was Transformers, and now this.
We have never faced a threat like this.
Team is being assembled.
They're the best operatives in the world.
When all else fails,
we don't.
760, Colorado's progressive.
Yes, that is G.I. Joe. It's the number one movie in America.
It sounds like Dick Cheney's nightmares, doesn't it? He dreams at night.
This is proof that Hollywood hates me. The movie is no longer refers to G.I. Joe as a real American hero, but rather they are a global peacekeeping organization.
Really?
The movie raked in $56.2 million over the weekend. It was not screened for many critics, and the ones that did get to see the movie did not give it very good reviews. But it's the number one movie in America for right now.
Oh, man. G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Nice.
The luckiest man in the world?
Me.
Some people are calling Edward Williams, a 47-year-old man from Kansas. Over the weekend, it was announced that he had won $900,000 from the Super Kansas jackpot. I'd say congratulations, but here's the thing. He did the same thing in September of last year.
Ugh.
He played a $10 ticket and made $75,000 back in September. He says it bought him a car, and he put the rest into savings. Oh, yeah, by the way, ladies, he's single.
Uh-oh.
Not for long. Not with that kind of money.
Man, are you kidding me?
I promise you someone's going to find him. Oh. And OxyClean or OxyContin? Turns out the hyperactive manic TV pitchman Billy Mays may have been high on more than just life. A toxicology report released over the weekend shows what drugs were in his system when he died.
Question is, what drugs weren't in his system?
Yeah, here's the list. Vicodin, hydrocodone, oxycodone, Xanax, Valium, anti-anxiety medication, alcohol, and cocaine.
Man.
So...
That's amazing that he lived as long as he did with all of that. Are you kidding me?
They don't sell that on TV.
And the original deal was like he had a heart attack, right?
Well, yeah, they said that he had a history of heart issues. But, you know, it's interesting. Some people even said, you know, he had bad hips. He had, like, a hip replacement that...
How old a guy is he? Or was he?
Early 50s?
Yeah, he wasn't an old man at all.
But, you know, you look at a guy that has constant back problems and hip replacements and a lot of these things, Vicodin, oxycodone, hydrocodone, I mean, all those things go along with a guy that's had those kind of problems, and those are certainly easy to get addicted to. So.
Yeah, I guess that's probably true. Oh, man, oh, man. Tiger Woods, huh?
How about Tiger Woods?
How about some Tiger Woods? It's pretty amazing. It's the seventh time he has won this particular championship, right?
Yeah, the Bridgestone Invitational in lovely Akron, Ohio. You know, when we saw the score yesterday morning.
He was down three strokes, right?
He was down three strokes to Padraig Harrington. And I said, Tiger's going to win it. I mean, it's always on Sundays that he comes through and wins. And like he said yesterday, he says he's comfortable playing there.
I've always felt comfortable here. You know, it's certain golf courses you just feel comfortable. You see the tee shots, you see the approach shots, and the greens seem to be easier to read than others. This golf course is one of those for me, and I think my results kind of show that.
Yeah, man, no kidding. And I haven't been here since he missed the cut at the British Open too.
Oh, dude,
huh?
Yeah.
I mean, that was the first time he'd missed it in a major, right?
Bill wrote a nice long parting shot about Tiger missing the cut. He goes, you know, I think it's the second time that he's ever missed the cut. And Bill says, it's nice to know that even some people like Tiger Woods are human. You know, that you missed the cut.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really...
But he came back the following weekend and won whatever tournament that was. I forgot.
He did. He's won two or three since then.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's unbelievable. The story just keeps going with this guy.
My 4-year-old is now really into golf, which is great because, I mean, I'm one of the few people that actually really enjoys watching golf on TV.
And he
loves it. He loves watching TV. And I was telling him, I go, look, you know... Watching Tiger Woods, you're going to remember this, okay? Like, Sundays with Tiger Woods, it's always when he makes the march, you know, to the top of the leaderboard. It's so exciting on Sunday.
Well, and how old is he?
Four.
Four.
Yeah, great. He's about four.
This is exactly when Tiger started playing.
Oh, I took him to the driving range last week. He loves going. He you know, he just swings the golf ball or the golf like a baseball bat. So we're working on it. But he likes it.
And the other big news we didn't talk about is Paula Abdul out.
Oh,
and
man.
I know Paula Abdul is out and Posh Spice, right?
Yeah.
Victoria Beckham.
Yeah.
Now is she replaced now? What's the deal?
Here's the deal. So, first of all, I'm not convinced that Paula's gone for sure. I think a lot of this might be a ploy. But
So she was in contract negotiations. She was making like $2 to $3 million a year. And guys like Seacrest.
Which is like $2 to $3 million more than what she's made in her whole life
exactly,
prior to this,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. And Seacrest is making $10 million.
Which is even
crazier. So she's all upset. She wants her fair share. And so there are these negotiations going back and forth. So in the middle of the negotiations, she just, over Twitter, of course,
right,
says, I'm out, I'm done, no more American Idol. So American Idol, instead of trying to come back and, you know, kiss her ass and try to figure out, so they go, all right, fine, well, we're going to get
Posh Spice.
Posh Spice. They got Posh Spice and then Katy Perry
right,
also doing one. So they're guest judges, but the rumor is they're going to try and recruit Posh Spice.
To do it full-time.
To do it full-time.
You know, I think that, you know, listen, I'm not a big Paula Abdul fan, but you always like watching because you never know what kind of train wreck she was going to be from
exactly,
week to week. Whereas Seacrest could have been replaced by any monkey.
Look, I hate to say that because I know there are some people that are Seacrest fans. I can't stand the guy.
I can't stand him.
I think he's a total hack. But you're right. You could put a robot in to do that job. People watch the American Idol for a couple of reasons.
Simon Cowell.
There are very few people that watch it for the actual singing, right?
Right.
But Simon Cowell, the number one reason people watch American Idol, hands down, they're paying him, God only knows.
$45 million.
Yeah, it's loads of money, and he deserves every penny as far as I'm concerned. And then you've got the people watch for the train wreck factor that is Paula Abdul.
Right, definitely.
And so if you lose her, you either have to figure out a whole new format or you have to find someone equally as crazy. And let's be honest, they don't make that kind of crazy every day.
Oh, man, that's a special brand.
That's a
special brand of
crazy.
It is. So do we have sound from Victoria Beckham?
Yeah, she actually talks about, because a lot of people dog Simon Cowell, she actually talks about that she kind of likes Simon Cowell.
I like the fact he's honest. I think he's very funny. He has a very tongue-in-cheek British sense of humor, which I have too. So I'm looking forward to a bit of banter. I hope he does give me a little bit of a hard time.
Well, I think he will.
Yeah. I have a feeling he will.
I have a feeling he will. I'm certain of that. 17 minutes past the hour, you listen to the Bill Press Show this morning with Rich Masters. Coming up in a little bit, we're going to be talking with our buddy Dane Strother. Dane is a Democratic media strategist, and he's going to be phoning in this morning, as I understand it, right?
Yeah,
scheduling issues.
You'll have to ask him what the deal is, because he was going to come in studio, but for whatever reason, look, no one can make it here on time today.
Apparently.
And then I'm not casting any, you know, on you. I'm just saying.
I got $50 as he got hammered last night.
What time was a late email. It was a late email.
And he was like, there's no way. I'm still going to be drunk by that time in the morning. So
this should be fun. Stay tuned.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah, definitely. Stay tuned. Indeed. Anyway, so we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to remind you of 35 years ago when a certain president stepped down. Come on back.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom47.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom47.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom47.com. Freedom47.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Having my identity stolen has taken more than money from me. It's taken my time. It's like you're getting violated.
It affects your whole well-being, not just your name being used for something or your social being used for something. It takes away from your life.
You can live confidently knowing that with LifeLock, we'll help stop identity theft before it happens.
I feel very secure now that I am becoming a LifeLock member.
With LifeLock, you get our proactive identity theft protection and our dedicated team who stand by, ready to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
It takes just minutes. One easy call to a friendly LifeLock consultant puts you back in control of your life. For just $10 a month, you'll enjoy the peace of mind of knowing that you're protecting yourself and your loved ones from identity theft. Visit LifeLock.com or call 1-800-983-0552. That's 1-800-983-0552. 1-800-983-0552.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Some heavy rain.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining, 30 Rock is leading the way at this year's Emmys. The Tina Fey comedy, which is set behind the scenes of a fictional TV show, has been nominated for a whopping 22 awards, beating off competition from shows including The Office, Family Guy, Mad Men, and Flight of the Conchords. The ceremony will take place in L.A. on September 20th.
When it comes to operating systems for your computer, you don't really have many options. After Windows, Linux, and Mac OS X, you'll struggle to think of any more. Thankfully, the guys at Google want to add one more to the list, Chrome. Based on their 9-month-old web browser of the same name, Chrome will initially be created for low-cost netbooks and will be created with the help of the open-source programming community. Just as you were starting to get to grips with 3G speeds on your cellular device, Verizon announced that it will trial its 4G network later this year. What does this mean for you? Well, nothing, unless you live in either Seattle or Boston, as those cities have been chosen as the first cities to get to try the new network. Long term, the company announced that they plan to launch in up to 30 markets next year.
Things done at home and work, and help improve relationships. Visit AdultADHDIsReal.com to learn more about adult ADHD. Don't let ADHD prevent you from achieving your goals. I haven't.
Look for the bare necessities of healthy living are easy with the food pyramid. Be active and eat the right amount of grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans. For a healthier you, visit MyPyramid.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ag Council.
Here, a
Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit DragonflyEcoGoods.com or stop in at the corner of 32nd and Tejon and mention this ad to receive 20% off your first purchase. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
Didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more, with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
And I had to call and wake his ass up.
Wow, that explains what Rich did last night. Yeah. Unfortunately, I've got so old, I don't have anything sexy to report. I got child care issues.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, all right, you get a pass on that then.
Thanks.
I went and watched the Nats last night, the amazing 8 win streak Nats. How about that?
How about that? Didn't that give you about 7 hours to get to the studio?
Yeah, well, it gave me a lot of, as a matter of fact, it was a day game, Dane.
So, we'll let that go then, Rich.
Well, we had to celebrate. You know, you've got to celebrate after a big win. So there was some celebrating that went on. So anyway, glad to have you along, buddy. Dane Strother is a Democratic media strategist, and he is working on campaigns throughout the country and is a frequent guest on the show, and glad to have you along. Hey, I want to read you this from Talking Points memo on Friday. If you haven't seen it, this is Sarah Palin goes on this rant against the Obama health care plan. And she's got no facts, no figures, no understanding. And so then here's her direct quote from Sarah Palin's Facebook screed. The America I know and love is not one in which my parents or my baby with Down syndrome will have to stand in front of Obama's death panel so his bureaucrats can decide based on a subjective judgment of their level of productivity in society whether they're worthy of health care. Such a system is downright evil. She's the gift that keeps on giving, huh?
It's unbelievable, yeah. Ms. Quitter needs to go ahead and go away, I think. She's not doing her side any good at all. In fact, Rich, you know, I was thinking... You move around D.C. sometimes, you see windows, the signs and windows of businesses outside of parking meters, and says, no change given. And really, that's the Republicans. No change given. That's what we've got going on right now, and it's a shame. Our families will suffer because of it, unless a few of them wise up.
Well, that's true. We're talking with Dane Strother, Democratic media strategist. Now, Dane, I spent about 10 days in the Midwest, drove across, took the family across to the Midwest. They're staying out in Moline and, stayed with my mom, who lives in the western suburbs of Chicago. And it's amazing. People find out I'm from D.C. Oh, what do you like about Obama? I don't understand what you like about Obama. And these are, some of them said they voted for him and that, they're, this is, again, middle America, but they unbelievably kept saying, hey, he wasn't even born here. He hasn't proved he was born. The birthing movement is alive and well. I kept thinking, listen, this is non-existent, Republican chatter that's going to kind of go away. But I was stunned at the amount of people, like a year ago that said, oh, he's Muslim. How do these things happen, Dane? Are you finding the same thing across America?
Yeah, well, we are seeing a bubble up. These Tea Party folks, et cetera. I mean, what you have is a very, very, very vocal, very, very, very small minority. And the extreme right are just champions of diversion. And, we recall what they did to Bill Clinton. They'll latch on to one small item and just hold on to it for dear life. And with the internet now and Facebook and all the different social media aspects, there's an avenue for them to deliver this foolishness.
Well, and what it continues to surprise me that, I got an email the other day with some right-wing friend of mine sent me this deal that was an alleged Kenyan birth certificate that was out there that was a photocopy of something from some guy in Australia, David Mark from Politico was telling us earlier. It's amazing that this stuff, takes hold and takes root, and I think there's a larger strategy. I mean, I think there's a strategy to say, if this is a guy who will lie about his own birth, where he was born, what else is he lying about? I mean, I think that, to me, it seems like there's a grander strategy that, is at play here.
Well, first of all, Rich, you ought to pick better friends. But secondly, look, they couldn't beat him in the ballot box. They're not beating him on Capitol Hill. And they've got to find some nefarious way to stop change. And if they can discuss where he was or wasn't born, as opposed to how we get 47 million Americans insured, they'll take that route every time.
Yeah, and, I want to talk to you. We're going to take a little break, but I want to talk to you when we come back. We're talking with Dane Strother, who is a Democratic media strategist. And, Dane, you're working on campaigns all around the country. I want to kind of get your take your temperature of some of these, of some of the races that are going on here. I mean, in particular, I want to talk about Virginia and New Jersey, both of whom have Democratic incumbents who are running behind their Republican challengers. In Virginia, you've got Cray Deeds, who's the Democrat. President Obama was out campaigning, stumping for him last week in Northern Virginia. And then you've got John Corzine in New Jersey, and both of them are behind. And, some people are saying, well, this is kind of a bellwether. This is kind of, the people are unhappy with, the change that Obama is bringing because it's so, so massive and so rapid. But I don't necessarily see it that way. I mean, I do think that there's some, level of pushback from Americans that, okay, well, we've got Obama. Do we really want to, I want to get your thoughts, Dane, on, is this larger? I mean, are the Democratic challengers behind in the polls because of Obama, or are people voting just based on their individual states and it has nothing to do with national politics? That and the mood from across the country. We're talking with Dane Strother. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll have the answers to those questions and more. So come on back.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Ready for some good news on the housing front? Here it is. Right now is a great time to refinance your mortgage and lower your monthly payments with Quicken Loans. In fact, it may be the best opportunity to refinance you'll ever have. 30-year mortgage rates are as low as 4.99%, APR 5.235%. That means now is a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-719-7122. We're America's number one online lender for a number of very good reasons.
our quick and easy online process. Pre-approval in minutes. Get to closing in less than half the time of most other lenders. And if you're interested in purchasing, rates as low as 4.99% on a 30-year fix make it the best buyer's market in decades. To learn more, give us a call today at 800-719-7122 to experience the Quicken Loans difference for yourself. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-719-7122. That's 800-719-7122.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Some standing water around downtown after some heavy rains last night. Flooding on the ramp, actually, northbound I-25 at Auraria Parkway. Reports of water 2 feet deep there. Also got traffic lights flashing red at 16th and Champa, 14th and Blake, as well as some other intersections around downtown due to that heavy rain. Your forecast today, partly sunny with a chance for more isolated thunderstorms, including severe weather late this afternoon. High temperatures going to be in the lower to mid-80s. Your current downtown temperature is 60 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Want the best price when you sell your gold? It's easy. Just take it to Fast Cash. At Fast Cash, you'll get 40% more for your gold in cash and on the spot. So don't get ripped off. Get a quote before you sell and get what your gold's really worth. Visit FastCashGoldCenters.com.
Why are you so distant? Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Results may vary. Additional products and services will be offered for sale. Robert Kiyosaki will not appear at this event.
Stay tuned for information on an exclusive free workshop.
School prepared you to work for someone else's business, but who can prepare you to start or grow your own business? Rich Dad Education has designed an essential free workshop for anyone who has even thought about starting or growing their business. Based on the teachings of Robert Kiyosaki, entrepreneur and best-selling author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you'll discover the secrets of successful entrepreneurs, the hidden advantages of business ownership, how to raise capital and best structure for your business, and the financial benefits of having others work for you. Why spend your life making someone else rich? You can learn to take control of your life and your finances and start living your dream.
To register for this free event coming to the Denver area only today and Thursday, call 1-800-897-8012. That's 1-800-897-8012. Or visit us online at richdadworkshop.com and you'll get a free gift when you attend, an audio CD of the power of owning your own corporation. Call now, 1-800-897-8012.
Your 401k is in danger. Your IRA is in trouble. The U.S. paper dollar is unstable. As you hear me talk, you're losing net worth fast. To make matters worse, huge government spending is devaluing your money even faster. High rates of inflation are rolling towards you like a tidal wave of loss. Don't just sit there. Protect your portfolio and your family. Buy gold now, direct and wholesale with United Gold Group.
Gold prices have tripled since 2001, and many experts predict the prices will climb another 100%. The demand is strong, and the timing may never be better. When you buy from us, you're buying direct and getting wholesale prices. Call us and learn what other gold companies don't want you to know.
United Gold's 2009 Investors Kit will supply you with everything you need to know about the advantages of buying gold direct, cutting out the middleman. Your Gold Investors Kit is yours absolutely free if you call now. 800-610-4790. Supplies are limited, so call right away. You'll also get the secrets on how to own gold in your retirement account. Call now. 800-610-4790.
800-610-4790. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The official morning show of the Obama generation. The Bill Press Show.
Bow, 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 bow. Thank you, man. 33 minutes past the hour, and of course, this Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Shreveport, Louisiana's own Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Man, can this guy, can he play the axe or what, man? Unreal. And our guest this morning, Dane Strother. You've heard Kenny Wayne Shepherd, huh?
Absolutely, I have. Oh. Just a long line of amazing Louisiana musicians.
I saw him when he was like 12 years old play. His daddy was a friend of mine. His dad was a rock and roll disc jockey, and I was a TV reporter back there in Shreveport. And his dad said, "You got to hear my. Have you heard my son play?" I said, "No." He said, "Well, he's playing down at one of the little festivals." And I went down, and he was maybe 14, I guess, and he just wailed. His dad, since he was a disc jockey, took him to see Stevie Ray Vaughan At some little festival, and Stevie Ray grabbed him and says, "Come on!" He brought him up on stage with him and put him on one of the big amps, and he says, "From that moment onward, you could not get a guitar out of his hands." And just an amazing player. Don't you agree?
Fun to listen to.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen. Let's talk about healthcare. Right quick. I mean, what's your sense? There's these staged, phony teabagger incidents where they're screaming and yelling down members of Congress. You travel around the country. Is that anger really out there, or is this a very small segment of people that are never going to be supportive of Democrat proposals anyway?
Again, a very vocal minority. Yes, you're right. I travel across the country. I'm working on, I don't know, a dozen campaigns currently. And the mood isn't anger, it's fear. Fear that we're not going to get the change we need. And you know, 47 million Americans are without health insurance, but that about touches every family. I mean, that's fair to say, right? And, this has to be fixed. I trust the president to do it. Some of the leading, healthcare providers are falling in line with him. I think it's going to be. I truly think that we're finally, look, we've been discussing this for 6 decades, 3 decades solemnly. And it's time to quit talking and start acting.
No, I think you're right. Dan, let me ask you, I talked before we went to break, but about Virginia and New Jersey. Let's first of all talk about the races, and then kind of the overall question is whether or not, you know, the Democrats' current poor performance, according to polls, is an indication of Barack Obama. But let's first of all talk about New Jersey. You've got John Corzine, former U.S. Senator, Governor. State's got a lot of fiscal issues, and he's had to do a lot of difficult things as governor. You got a young Republican guy who's never had much experience at all. Call that race for me right now. He's right now, according to some polls, John Corzine is down by as much as 10 points.
Yeah, I can't call the race because we never know. But I can tell you that being governor in this country right now following the Bush administration is not a happy place to be. I mean, the Bush administration threw eggs all over the floor and marched on back down to Texas. Now we got to clean it up. And, you know, it's not something you can clean up overnight. Of course, I have some problems, no question. The other problem he has is there is just a major federal sting in New Jersey, and quite a few elected officials were indicted.
Right.
Unfortunately, majority of them being Democrats. Of course, I can't affect that, and he can't be blamed for it, but there will be fallout. This will be tough. Look, realistically, any time an incumbent's that far behind, this close to an election, is difficult. But this man has amazing resources and he's incredibly bright, and you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think that's great analysis. Let's talk about Virginia. I think Virginia is a little bit different. You've got you've had now two back-to-back Democratic governors in Mark Warner, who's now senator from there, and of course Tim Kaine, who is the head of the Democratic National Committee. Cray Deeds, who was the most moderate, or some would say conservative, Democrat in the race, which is generally plays extremely well in Virginia, but he appears now that he's trailing his opponent, Republican Rob or Bob McDonald or whatever, who is kind of a hardcore Christian evangelist type candidate. What's the read that you have there in Virginia? Is it different than New Jersey?
Yeah, it's different. I mean, you know, Tiffany Neal said all politics is local, and those are two drastically different races. Democrats have never won the Virginia governorship after winning the White House. So we have to break precedent here. And I think we can. It's, you know, I got to tell you that President Obama is taking some hits currently. There's no question about that at all. And I'm seeing it in my polls. And, he's using some political goodwill to do the right thing, which is, you know, try to create change in this country. And he's really dropped himself. And you get about 8 miles out of Washington, D.C., and Virginia's as southern as any state I've been in.
Right.
So it will be a tough fight, but those guys are pretty much even, and there's a long way to go. So, I'm not smart enough to call that one. I don't think anyone else is either.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I think that one's that one appears to me to be closer than what you have in New Jersey. But then again, who knows? Now let me ask you, and you touched on it a little bit. Is this some people are viewing this as an indictment against the Obama administration, Democrats in general? Clearly, with Tim Kaine being the head of the DNC. if a Republican is elected in his home state, it's not going to be great. But is it a reflection, really, a national reflection on Obama, or does it go back to what exactly you said, all politics is local?
Yeah, look, we can read anything into these races we choose. I mean, inevitably and invariably, there's some special election for Congress somewhere, and one of the parties wins and says that's it. Next is the White House, right? And it, quite honestly, it's year to year. We did, in the waning years of the Bush administration, pick up some very conservative congressional seats in special elections. But I mean, the anger and the concern and the fear that permeated the Bush years simply doesn't exist today. I mean, our country is more hopeful than we've been in 7 years. So I don't think this is a barometer of the Obama administration, but let's also not be foolish. No man is an island, no campaign is an island. So they're buffeted by the national winds at some level.
Yeah, I think that's right. Well, and Dane, you've had a lot of experience. We're talking with Dane Strother, Democratic media strategist, with presidential politics. Let me ask you, on the Republican side now, Politico.com this morning is reporting that they've got an extensive article about Sarah Palin, Mitt Romney, Mike Huckabee, and Newt Gingrich as raising money for 2012. Now, they're not saying that that's what they're doing. They've got exploratory committees and all this other nonsense, but we know that's what they're doing. They're already raising millions of dollars. It seems, I mean, the presidential races seem to start earlier and earlier, but, I mean, they have been raising money since before Barack Obama was sworn in. It seems unprecedented to me that they're already gearing up.
Well, I mean, the truth is, with what it takes now to win the presidency, which is about $250 million, it never ends anymore. But quite honestly, it's more than gearing up. I mean, it's having a national stage, and they're using the glow of their celebrity to spread the word, try to affect some change from their end. But look, remember this: conventional wisdom is the only thing we know is wrong. And if someone had told you 7 years ago there's an African-American state senator in Chicago who's going to be the president, next president, I think you'd have laughed.
Right.
So, my guess is the next Republican nominee, we don't know who it is yet because we don't know his or her name yet.
Let me ask you about Palin. How does she she seems like such a laughingstock to us, but we thought the same thing about George Bush, thought the same thing about Ronald Reagan. They ended up becoming elected presidents. Can she turn this thing around? I mean, she has a very, very hardcore group of people who are with her. But how does she expand out of that, especially doing it the way she's doing it now, and after she quit the governorship?
Yeah, I just don't think she has what it takes. Recognize this. There's about 20% of America and probably 30% of the right wing who are proudly anti-intellectual. They're proudly anti-ideas. And, Karen Hughes, who worked for Bush, basically said, I don't read books and I don't like people who do. And Sarah Palin's speaking to those people. Fortunately, that group is smaller every year, and it's that group is also a problem for the Republican Party. So I hope they hang in there tough and slug it out with the country club folks.
let's hope so. We're talking with Dane Strother, media strategist. How about this, by the way? Dane consults candidates on someone to vote for your candidate. That's exactly what Dane does. Let me ask you this: Cash for Clunkers. Singly the most popular government program, perhaps, in our lifetimes. They re-upped it. You've got car dealers that had, could not give away cars, 6 months ago. And there's reports over the weekend that there are some car dealerships that have no more cars left to sell because of the Cash for Clunkers program. What a tremendous idea. And conservatives, still, Mitch McConnell yesterday was shooting down the idea.
No, that's absurd. I mean, this is a threefer, right? It spurs the economy. It keeps the automotive industry rolling, and it helps the environment. Recognize this, though. We're about the fourth country to do this. I mean, Germany kicked it off, and it was an enormous success in Germany. Britain did it as well. Germany made the mistake of not melting the clunkers, so they were back resold. But it's not our idea, but it's a great idea. And to push back on even a great idea just because it's not a Republican idea, I think that says it all.
Yeah, and it got bipartisan support, and you got right-wing nuts like Larry Kudlow you know, even that say, well, you know, I think it's a great idea, you know. And but, you know, again, Mitch McConnell yesterday on the Talking Head shows, nope, absolutely not. So now people across the country, they're voting on the economy, Dane. I mean, you're looking at polls from all over the country, and we've seen President Obama's numbers come down. They're still at 50% or higher in most places. You think this is a natural tendency? I mean, I think everyone knew that he was never going to be able to stay at 65 or 68%. Do you see it dropping lower as we go forward, or do you think it stabilizes at around 50?
It could go slightly lower. You know, you don't turn trends quickly, and things are tough. You know, about 8 months from now or 6 months from now, this is going to be Obama's economy and not Bush's economy. But I got to tell you, everything I've read the last few days is this very well may be working, and we may have we're slowing the bleeding. You know, people are still losing jobs, but there's hope for the future, and it may dip a bit more, but. You know, Obama's here to leave the country, and he's got he has plenty of time to worry about his favorable ratings. And I think, as a party, the Democrats are going to be okay in 2010. You know, we don't have time to walk through the states currently, but you know, we don't have many incumbents who are in peril.
Right. I mean, there's almost none in the Senate that we're hearing about. I mean, Chris Dodd, there was a lot of people that worried a little bit about Chris Dodd. It looks like he's pulled that back together and is pulling out a pretty decent race there.
Correct. Yeah, he is, and he will, and he's a warrior, and he's been there since he was 29 years old for a reason. Blanche Lincoln in Arkansas, there was some concern about, but Blanche is just a rock star and such a decent person that Arkansans recognize that, and she's going to be fine. And I just don't see really where they do any pickups on our part, you know, and they've got some problem states out there, you know.
Yeah. They definitely do. Listen, Dane Strother, media strategist, Democratic media strategist, glad to have you along for the ride this morning, brother.
Always good to be here, and a shout-out to all the teachers out there listening to the radio. And, Rich, let's do it soon.
All right, man. Take care. Have a great summer if I don't see you in August. It's 14 minutes till the top of the hour. You're listening to the Bill Press Show this morning with Rich Masters. Back with more of the show after a quick break.
The Bill Press Show continues. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Losing your hair is bad news. Denial doesn't help. I'm Brian Reichenberg with exciting news. If you've been waiting for science to create a miracle, our lab in Italy has just released Kevis 8. This is the world's first topically applied enzyme complex that targets DHT, the medically recognized cause of hair loss. For years, thousands have received amazing results with Kevis, and now it's even better. Clinically tested, Kevis 8 promotes healthy hair growth for both men and women. Kevis can be used in conjunction with other products and treatments. Kevis, that's K-E-V-I-S. In celebration of our new 8th generation release, first 200 callers will receive 50% off, plus an additional 30 days free. Call now, 888-604-HAIR. 888-604-HAIR. Call 888-604-HAIR. That's 888-604-HAIR.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Heavy rain in the overnight left a lot of standing water around downtown. Reports of flooding on the ramp from northbound I-25 around Auraria Parkway. Also got some power outages, 14th and Blake, 16th and Champa. Lights are flashing red there, as well as a couple of different intersections. We got a closure as well in Longmont on 3rd Avenue between Kimbark and Emory due to a police shooting. Your forecast today, partly sunny, isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs around 83. Right now, 60 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I was using heroin every day and cheating my friends, stealing from my family.
I was so wrapped up in my drug addiction that I pretty much alienated myself from my friends, almost all of my family.
My life was a complete shambles.
Get someone help now. Call Narcan on Arrowhead at 800-468-6933. Addiction can be overcome. Call 800-468-6933 or visit stopaddiction.com today.
Caitlin is a real student with big dreams.
I knew I needed help paying for college. My parents divorced when I was 3, and there's no way they could pay for it all. Ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to be a teacher. I used to put together worksheets, and I made my friends do them when they came over. After a while, nobody wanted to come over anymore. My guidance counselor was the one who told me about federal student aid, and my mom was a big help in filling out the free application. It was a challenge, but so worth it when I got the grants and loans that made school possible. What would I tell other kids? I would tell them not to give up, to look for options to go to school. Life is what you make it. My name is Caitlin. I'm going to be a special education teacher. I'm going to live my dream.
Are you going to college? Federal Student Aid, an office of the U.S. Department of Education, has $100 billion available to help you pay for college. Find out more at college.gov.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM...
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
About cap and trade, and both the House and the Senate, and I think it's universally accepted that we've got to figure out a ways to cut down on carbon emissions, and there's really only two ways to do it. One is the cap and trade, the other is a carbon tax. You've got to figure out a way to make it not profitable, to pollute. And to me, it seems as if it's not necessarily a popular program, but it's necessary, don't you think?
But it's a tax raise on the middle class. He came out and said, I will not raise taxes on the middle class. And yet now he wants to institute this thing where John Podesta, the person that runs the Center American Progress, said he'd like to see in the near term $300 billion raised for the federal government in taxes. That will be middle class people paying those taxes. That will be their energy rates going through the roof.
Well, first of all, yeah, it's not a tax increase. They're talking about cap and trade that's going to go specifically to polluters. And you can either take that pollution and pay a tax. It's to make it not profitable for people to pollute, to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions. He said he was going to do that in the campaign. It's not a middle class tax increase. That's nonsense. That's basically Republican talking points. My sense is that it's a difficult issue, and well, there's going to be Americans that are going to be impacted. The truth of it is, there's almost everyone agrees, except for a fringe group out there, that we have to that we don't have to do anything about the environment. Global warming is real, and the only way we're going to get a handle on it is to get a handle on greenhouse gas emissions, and the only way we do that is through a cap and trade or a carbon tax. It's pretty much as simple as that. Carrie's joining us from Anchorage, Alaska. Good morning, Carrie. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well.
Your governor had a rant about health care, or your former governor, I guess.
Former quitter, not even a full-term governor.
Exactly.
My friend is very against the health care plan. We're arguing about it early this morning, yesterday morning, and she yelled at me. She said, take $1 trillion and divide it up by the amount of people we have so we can see what the actual cost is. The actual cost for each individual American over 10 years for this health care would be $3,279.
That's the way you figured it would cost. But, I mean, the benefits are going to be huge. Listen, Carrie.
Over 10 years.
Over 10 years.
A year. So it's $320 a year. It's a third of a child tax credit.
It's unbelievable. Carrie, thanks for the call. Thanks for that information. I think it's great. Listen, 6 minutes till the top of the hour. This is the Bill Press Show this morning with Rich Masters. Back in a few.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this.
Go to freedom47.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom47.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 47.com. Freedom47.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
At Freeway 4. We sell cars and trucks for less every day. Right now, get a loaded 08 Ford Explorer for just $16,900. That's a loaded 08 Ford Explorer in your driveway for just $16,900. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Hello? If your brain's not responding to the signals that you're full, you'll probably continue eating.
Come on, don't be that way.
Eating and eating some more. With Leptothen, you get the message. You are full.
Oh, finally.
Visit GoGetThin.com. That's GoGetThin.com. Or call 888-700-DIET. And for a limited time, buy two bottles of Leptothen and get one free.
You know what it's like. Coffee. The morning after aches and pains have kept you up. Tonight, try Advil PM and get a better night's sleep. Better than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and more time asleep. Switch to Advil PM. The difference is a better night's sleep. Use as directed, brands or trademarks of the respective owners.
Right now, trade in a qualifying cash for clunkers vehicle and trade up to a fuel-efficient Chevy. Your participating Chevy dealer has details. Go to Chevy.com or call 1-877-CARS-654 to see if you qualify.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net. This is the Bill Press Show.
What, no Joe Walsh this morning?
This is Joe Walsh.
This is not Rocky Mountain. It is technically Joe Walsh. Well, thank you, buddy.
Yes,
I appreciate
sir.
It.
Thank you for coming in.
This has been the Bill Press Show this morning with Rich Masters. Glad to have you along for the ride this morning. Bill will be back. He was where? In you said Portland?
Yeah, well, he's in Portland now. He was at our fine station in Seattle, Progressive Talk AM 1090. They had a big shindig over the weekend.
Oh, great.
So he was there. Tom Hartman was there. Ron Reagan was there. Stephanie Miller.
Oh, awesome.
They had a big discussion and met some of the folks out there. So.
Oh, that's cool.
He took a little side trip to Portland to go see some family, and he's going to be back bright-eyed and bushy-tailed tomorrow.
Right, and he's in throughout most of August, huh? Is he taking a vacay?
We're going to take a vacation later on, but I think we're here for the whole month of August, believe it or not.
Believe it or not. All right,
that's
well,
a rough time for talk radio.
Yeah, it's a long time. Thanks again to our guests this morning, Dane Strother, media strategist Stan Collender, Capital Gains and Games. .com and David Mark with Politico.com. Thanks to all those guys for joining us to talk about the issues this morning. My name is Rich Masters. Hope you all had a good time. We will see you later.
This is the Bill Press.
Are you up to your eyeballs in credit card debt, afraid to answer your phone, falling behind on your payments, and you want to do something about it? Please call Covenant Debt Solutions. They'll typically cut your monthly payments in half, have you out of debt in 24 to 36 months while you avoid bankruptcy. Covenant Debt Solutions have partnered with one of the nation's largest, most successful debt settlement companies to help you get debt-free. They do it right. They have the credentials. There are a lot of scammers out there in this business. A lot of people have come out of the woodwork to help you with debt solutions. Go to their website. That's where you get the guarantee, the covenant promise, your liability, what you'll pay, what they promise to do. Call them at 888-77-BILLS, 888-77-BILLS. That's 888-77-BILLS, 888-77-BILLS. The website, 77bills.com. That's 77bills.com, 77bills.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live in Guadalajara, Mexico. President Obama and the leaders of Mexico and Canada meet here 1 hour from now. The most pressing issue, a coordinated response to the H1N1 flu pandemic. On the streets of Guadalajara, far from the meeting site,
Obama!
Demonstrators protested U.S. trade policy. President Obama and Mexico's Felipe Calderon discussed but did not resolve the dispute barring Mexican trucks from the U.S. Texas Tech professor Miguel Lavario notes the Obama administration has downplayed another crucial issue, immigration reform.
It hasn't been dealt with sufficiently. I think he's trying to just keep in the back burner.
The summit will also take up border security, shared economic concerns, and climate change. I'm Peter Mayer, live in Guadalajara, Mexico. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
This is back to school day in some parts of the country, and swine flu is a concern. Some Atlanta youngsters say they'll be taking precautions.
I always wash my hands and be careful.
I'm not really that worried.
If prevention fails, Tamiflu is the next line of defense against the flu. But is it safe for children? Live to CBS's Vicky Barker. What are the experts telling us, Vicki?
With swine flu spreading, British doctors now say children should not be given Tamiflu or other antiviral drugs.
Our research is finding that for most children, these antiviral drugs are probably not going to have a very big effect.
Report author Dr. Matthew Thompson says antivirals only reduce swine flu symptoms in kids by 1 day, do little to prevent transmission, and may cause vomiting and dehydration in children under 12. Frank?
Researchers have found that one out of every five adolescents shares prescription drugs. Study leader Richard Goldsworthy says that could be a fatal mistake.
If I borrow some medicine from someone, then what I'm likely to do is not get any of the instructions or any of the warnings that go with it.
Much has changed in Washington, but one thing apparently has not. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnetto.
Frank, final cleanups of America's worst contaminated waste sites are at their lowest levels nearly 20 years, worse than under President George W. Bush, who was harshly criticized. Environmental groups largely defend the new president, though. They argue he's pushing to renew a special tax on oil, chemical, and other companies to replenish the Superfund cleanup pot that ran dry under Mr. Bush. Frank?
There's a new development in the suburban Pittsburgh Health Club shooting that killed three women and wounded nine others. A week before that shooting, police responded to a report of a man with a grenade on a city bus. They stopped and searched the gunman, George Sedini, but let him go. Starting today, California car buyers will be able to haggle with more than 200 GM dealers using eBay's online marketplace. Auto industry analyst David Cole wonders why no one thought about that before.
It's a step in the right direction, and this indicates it's about time that the auto industry take full advantage of this Internet technology.
Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are down a little more than 4 points. This is CBS News.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palm metal caps capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-747-0319. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-747-0319. That's 1-800-747-0319. 1-800-747-0319.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. State wildlife officials believe a 74-year-old woman may have been killed by the bears she was illegally feeding near Ouray. DLW staffers say they'd warned the woman for a decade.
You know, the lesson here is that people need to stop feeding wildlife in the state, and it's something that we've been very aggressive about preaching to people.
The DOW's Tyler Baskfield says they shot and killed two aggressive black bears that came too close to investigators on the property. A stray cat in Aurora, but it wasn't your typical feline.
Francisco Guerrero was outside a storage facility on East Colfax yesterday morning, just east of E-470, when a mountain lion ran past him. Guerrero says a big cat ran into a storage shed that had an open door, and he was able to close the animal inside. Guerrero called Arapahoe County Sheriff's deputies, who sealed off the area until wildlife officials were able to tranquilize the cat. The young female weighed about 65 pounds. She was tagged and returned to the mountains.
That's AM760's Joe Chiaro. Sports, the Rockies beat the Cubs 11-5. Final game of that series tonight at Coors Field. That's your AM760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where there are no accidents or stalls to get in your way, but you're going to find those slowdowns in the usual spots, like southbound I-25 approaching 104th. Same deal for eastbounders on 6th Avenue Federal up towards I-25. We do have a surface street crash. Two cars mixed it up, Hampton and Monaco. Hopefully that one's going to be out of your way shortly. Speaking of those surface streets, got some traffic signal problems downtown where the lights are flashing red at a bunch of different intersections. If you come up on those, treat them as four-way stops. We had some earlier flooding on the ramp from northbound I-25 to Auraria Parkway. Sounds like CDOT got some snow plows in there, push that water out of your way, so you shouldn't have any problems as you're trying to access the campuses down there. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 84 degrees. There is a small chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Currently 60 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Save with all new super price reductions at King Supers. You'll find them on products like half gallons of Kroger orange juice, loaves of Blue Label bread, King Supers large eggs, and lots more. Hurry in for more super price reductions store-wide and get more value for the way you live at King Supers.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD with such a...
You switched your old synthetic oil for Castrol Edge. That's thinking with your dipstick. You like that Castrol Edge has 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1. That's thinking with your dipstick. You enter a 15-round cage match against Smasher. That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
Jay, I just love it.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey there. It's Monday, August the 10th. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin, just back from Maine. I missed you guys Thursday and Friday. I was at a family wedding in Maine. My father-in-law actually snapped a picture of George H.W. Bush getting out of a yacht in Kennebunkport. It was absolutely absurd. No signs of W. My guess is W is still in Texas drinking his face off.
He should be in hiding, Dave.
Yeah, well.
What would you do if you were George W?
I'd probably be drinking my face off.
In hiding, by
in
myself.
Hiding. That's right, in a closet. As my drinking in a closet, as my old journalism professor once said. All right, there's a lot of news to get to, so let's go right to it.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Okay. In national news, President Obama arrived yesterday in Mexico's second largest city for a 2-day summit to discuss that country's ongoing drug wars and whether its strategy to eliminate trafficking and the violence associated with it is working. There are anti-globalization demonstrations happening in Guadalajara, demonstrating about the inequities of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. But that is apparently not a major topic of conversation, despite President Obama's promise in the campaign, in the 2008 campaign, to renegotiate NAFTA.
Financial Times reports that U.S. banks stand to collect a record $38.5 billion in fees for customer overdrafts this year, with the bulk of the revenue coming from the most financially stretched consumers. So, the banks, if they weren't disgusting enough in getting all that bailout money and sending the economy into a tailspin, they are now seeking to balance their own books on the backs of those who can least afford extra fees. The Hill newspaper reports lobbyists have to register their activities and expenses with Congress, but well-funded grassroots firms don't, a fact that is aggravating watchdog groups as these town hall meetings get accosted with what I call in my column that came out in the Denver Post on Saturday, the khaki pants offensive. That's what I've been calling it, the khaki pants offensive. We see, you know, we had the Brooks Brothers Brigade, these lobbyist-organized protests of the Florida recount, and now we've got the khaki pants offensive, as I call it, in the great American healthcare and tax war. And a lot of these groups that are organizing it are funded by corporations and the insurance industry, but they don't have to register or disclose their funding sources. Bill Frist, the former Senate Majority Leader, he is back in the news. According to the Nashville City Paper, Frist has unofficially declared that he should no longer be considered a candidate for office, either statewide or nationally. There were no press releases, no speeches, no emails, just a simple note on a bulletin board. The note isn't important. What's important, says the Nashville City Paper, is where the bulletin board is. Frist has applied to rejoin the Bellmead Country Club. Frist first joined the club in the 1980s, but resigned his membership in 1993 when he first ran for the U.S. Senate. At the time, the club was all white, all male, with no Jews and no African Americans as members, not something that a statewide candidate needed or needs on his resume. So Frist is rejoining that all-white country club. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin has softened her stance on health care after making the unsupported, absurd claim that President Obama's health care plan will result in a, quote, death panel that is fundamentally evil. She made this claim on her Facebook page. I talked about this last night on CNN. I was talking about health care. I was debating health care with the chairman of the Florida Republican Party on Don Lemon's Sunday night show. And even the Florida Republican Party chairman was backing away from Palin's absurd claims that there's going to be the health care reform will result in a, quote, unquote, death panel, where you have to go in front of a government panel and they decide whether you're going to get the medical treatment you need to live or die. David Brooks, who I'm not a fan of, the conservative commentator, he was actually on Meet the Press on Sunday. I caught a little snippet of it. Even he was saying that that is just crazy talk. So Sarah Palin doing her best to marginalize herself further. AP reports the Arctic Ocean has given up tens of thousands more square miles of ice on Sunday in a relentless summer of melt, with scientists watching through satellite eyes for a possible record low polar ice cap this year. MSNBC reports on its science page, the canine IQ test results are in. Even the average dog has the mental abilities of a two-year-old child. The finding is based on a language development test revealing average dogs can learn 165 words, similar to a two-year-old child, including signals and gestures, and dogs in the top 20% in intelligence can learn 250 words. I always knew Monty was pretty smart. AP reports America's baby boomlet is showing signs of tapering off. U.S. births in 2008 dropped nearly 2% from 2007, the first annual decline in births since the beginning of this decade, according to new federal data. It's not clear what caused the decline, but the nation's economic downturn may have had something to do with it. Since the recession began in December 2007, the economy's lost almost 7 million jobs. Housing foreclosures worsened, of course, and fell into a state of crisis in 2008, and the largest decline in births in 2008 were in California and Florida, the two states hit the hardest by the housing crisis. Crazy story here. Edward Williams is the definition of lucky after winning the lottery for a second time in a year. Williams, 47, of Wichita, won $75,000 in September, playing a $10 scratch ticket. Then on Wednesday, he defied the odds again when matched all the numbers in the Super Kansas cash drawing to win a jackpot worth nearly $900,000. So Ed Williams of neighboring Kansas, pretty lucky guy. Colorado news. The Colorado Statesman reports that Bob Beaupre's potential entry into the Senate race, the U.S. Senate race, is causing all sorts of problems for the Republican Party here. He has scrambled the field. Nobody knows what's going on. Interesting story on Colorado polls about that situation. Denver Post over the weekend, the Boulder Daily Camera reports over the weekend that Congressman Jared Polis was mobbed by people this weekend when he dropped by Vic's coffee shop in North Boulder expecting a friendly chat with a couple of dozen constituents. The event, the first of a series of meetings dubbed Congress in Your Corner, drew hundreds of people, many with health care issues on their minds, so Polis was mobbed. Not surprising. Denver Post reports that President Obama will be in Grand Junction next week as part of a four-state western tour that includes stops at two national parks. My guess is that Obama will be discussing health care and specifically Grand Junction's health care system. We've had on some guests last week to discuss innovations that Grand Junction has made in health care that are taking center stage in the national health care debate. More from the Denver Post. Senator Michael Bennett introduced legislation last week that would put a statutory cap on the deficit beginning in 2012, forcing Congress to limit its own spending or trigger automatic cuts. Now, I'm all for reducing the deficit, but, you know, if we've learned anything here in Colorado, putting statutory, mandatory, arbitrary caps to cause draconian cuts through something like the Taxpayer Bill of Rights. This is what this bill sounds like at first glance. And if anybody should know about the dangers of that kind of policy, it should be a Colorado senator. Unfortunately, not. Today is the day that the deadline comes due for the potential sale of Frontier Airlines. The stage is set this morning for two suitors to duel for the bankrupt airline. Southwest has until 10 a.m. Denver time to submit a binding bid to back up a $113.6 million proposal it made July 30th for Frontier. Dallas-based Southwest indicated it will file its bid today, joining Republic Airways Holding in seeking Frontier's assets. Good news, software firm Intuit plans to hire 100 employees over the next 12 months for its South Metro Denver office. Best known for its TurboTax preparation software, Intuit operates a small business consulting call center from its office here in the Denver metro area. Cougars on Colfax. Now we're talking about the actual animals.
Dang.
A mountain lion on the far east edge of the metro area was tranquilized in a mobile home park shed Sunday morning. A division of wildlife officer tranquilized the cougar, and it was moved to a remote area in the foothills on the west side of the metro region, where mountain lions more typically roam. This kind of thing reminds you that even though we may live in a city on the Front Range here, we are still living in the Rocky Mountain West.
I've seen lots of cougars in Highlands Ranch lately. They're crazy.
It's just too easy. It's just too easy. Over the weekend, abortion opponents, says the Denver Post, are one step closer to putting a personhood, quote-unquote, amendment on the 2010 ballot after the title of their proposal was approved Wednesday. The next step is getting approval for the language on petition forms. The proposal differs from the failed 2008 personhood amendment, says the vice president of Colorado Right to Life. That proposal defined a fertilized human egg as a person, which proponents conceded confused the public. The new one refers to, quote, the beginning of the biological development of that human being. So we've got the abortion fight coming back to Colorado. A little bit more Colorado news here. Denver residents clashed with city over spike in water bills. That's the headline in the Post.
A controversy over water usage has fermented the past 2 years, with some Denver residents in and around the country club neighborhood scratching their heads over one-time spikes in water bills they say are outright wrong. So local fight over water. These are only going to get worse as global warming and population growth taxes our water systems. The bike issue. Bicyclists. Fort Collins, Coloradan reports that as more riders take to the roads on bicycles, more states are giving them a bigger chunk of pavement, 3 feet to be precise, so they won't get swiped by cars. A Colorado law recently signed by Governor Ritter, as we all know, not only requires motorists to give riders at least a three-foot-wide berth, it also makes it illegal to throw things at riders. I can't believe that was ever legal. I mean, that seems kind of redundant. I mean, was it ever legal to throw something at a bicyclist? Even Turk, who has his problems with bicyclists, I just think
it was something that needed not to be said, you know. Just don't throw stuff at people on bikes. I don't think it needs to be written
in the law. I mean, even Turk, I would assume, doesn't think it's okay to throw stuff.
I don't think it's okay to throw things at bicyclists. Absolutely
okay.
Not.
Okay. This story goes through all the states that have passed similar laws. You should check it out on the Coloradans website. And the story also comes with a sidebar with a headline called Sharing the Road Causing Friction. It goes through some of the local reaction to the new bike sharing laws. And in our final story of the news update, Congressman John Salazar, who had been silent on health care for weeks, the Pueblo Chieftain reports he is willing to support a government-run health insurance option for Americans. That's the public option. But he doesn't believe the Senate will go that far, and he expects the final health care legislation to focus on strengthening private insurers and cooperatives. So there's about the weeniest statement you can have. Well, I support the public option, but I don't think it's going to pass, so I'm not going to try to lead and make sure it passes. I'm just going to basically support whatever happens. Pretty pathetic, if you ask me. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, in this first hour, and we'll see if we're going to extend it for more than this first hour, we are going to do a little bit of a retrospective. The big news, the big cultural news, pop culture news, over the weekend and late last week, the death of John Hughes, arguably one of the greatest and most impactful filmmakers of the last generation. He died suddenly at age 59. And I'm just bummed out about this. He's an incredible story in the sense that he had such a huge impact on so many people, on a whole generation. And basically, his last few years have been lived in almost complete obscurity. So after the break, we're going to go through John Hughes's life and his work and ask the question, what do you think the message of John Hughes and his movies really were? What were they actually trying to say?
No more Yankee, my Winky. The donga needs food.
And pretty clear what that's trying to say. But, you know, at a more serious level, and we will go through some of these clips, what was John Hughes trying to say? What was his impact on the generation, on the 80s generation? I think it was huge. Why has he been so forgotten? What are your favorite movies of his, your favorite scenes of his? What did John Hughes mean to you? I think it's huge news. I mean, this guy arguably had more of an impact on the culture and on a generation than people like Steven Spielberg. I'm just bummed out about it. So stick around. We're going to get to some of the greatest of John Hughes's clips after a break. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
I-25 filling up in the normal spot, southbound, stop and go, 104th to 84th. Also heavy I-70 past Spear. Northbound is going to hit some snags there. From about, 8th Avenue up to Auraria Parkway, that's where we had some earlier standing water, up to 2 feet of it after last night's heavy rain. Other jams on 225 southbound, Colfax to Alameda, again from Yosemite to 25, northbounders tapping the brakes, Parker Road to Iliff. Also got this two-vehicle accident at Hamden and Monaco. Your forecast,
Partly sunny with a chance for isolated thunderstorms, including severe weather late this afternoon. High temperatures in the lower to mid-80s. Right now, we're at 60 degrees in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Where do you find the best person to change your oil? The rearview mirror. That's right.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected. California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process. That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com. My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals. Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
And Federal Rockies Autos, Jay Marvin, broadcasting live from the Red Rocket, my wheelchair, if you can believe it, and I'll be back soon.
Got a website about healthcare or fitness? Earn money from it using a free program called Google AdSense. Advertisers want to reach your users. If your site's audience includes health professionals, health information seekers, or fitness buffs, Google AdSense can deliver high-paying ads to your site. You generate revenue from the ads, freeing up more time for you to work on what's important to you, your content. It's free and easy. Get started in minutes at google.com/online ads.
If your home is over 20 years old, then grab a pen and get ready to write this number down. As a member of Tom Martina's referral list, Drain Solvers is offering deep discounts on camera inspections for the next 20 callers. Homeowners living in homes over 20 years old should take advantage of this offer immediately. Let Drain Solvers camera your sewer lines for only $79. Again, if your home is over 20 years old, you need to call now.
How can we make you smile? Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
Meet Hank.
Hey.
Hank used to be unhappy all the time.
Man, I'm unhappy.
He'd mope around at work because he was uninformed about the wonderful world he lives in.
Oh, what a world.
That is until he discovered the Listen Live feature at AM760.net.
Oh, what's this?
Now, Hank is more outgoing.
Hey, everyone.
And it hasn't hurt his love life either.
Hey, ladies.
That a boy, Hank. AM760.net. Click Listen Live and enjoy.
Yeah, you got that right. Oh, man.
Oh, we're having technical issues. That's the clip from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. The hat is still on. Turk is not throwing his hat. We're trying to play some John Hughes clips.
I'll pull up some more.
John Hughes died last week at age 59. You might have heard the story about his death. And this morning we're going to do a little bit of a retrospective on John Hughes' life. He, I think, had perhaps the greatest impact on the 80s generation as a director, out of any director, in Hollywood. Listen to this guy's filmography, as they call it. He was the director of 8 films, 16 Candles, The Breakfast Club, Weird Science, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, She's Having a Baby, which, by the way, I think is one of the sleeper movies of John. People forget that movie. It's a great movie. And, of course, Uncle Buck and Curly Sue in the 90s. But the 7 in the 80s, Uncle Buck, She's Having a Baby, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Weird Science, The Breakfast Club, 16 Candles, he directed. And his writing credits are even more impressive. I'll go through them here. He wrote Mr. Mom. These are just some of the best. Mr. Mom, National Lampoon's Vacation, 16 Candles, The Breakfast Club, European Vacation, Weird Science, Pretty in Pink, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Some Kind of Wonderful, Another Sleeper, which is just a great movie, Plane, Trains, and Automobiles, She's Having a Baby, The Great Outdoors, Uncle Buck, Christmas Vacation, Home Alone, Dutch, which is another sleeper. Dutch is hilarious, really hilarious, with, what's his name, Ed, Married with Children guy. And he then kind of fell off the radar a little bit. He hadn't made a movie. There was like about a 7 or 8 year hiatus from major movies until Drill Bit Taylor, his last movie, which came out in 2008, didn't get reviewed all that well. I didn't see it. It was with Owen Wilson. But John Hughes really had a huge impact, I think, on an entire generation. I mean, obviously one of the most quoted movies. He's produced some of the most quoted movies in movie history, at least contemporary movie history. Some of the most famous scenes in contemporary movie history. Turk was just trying to play the clip where Steve Martin wakes up in the arms of John Candy in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And the question is, what is the legacy of John Hughes? What was he really trying to say with his movies? And I think when you get past all of the funniness and the zaniness, I think there was an important message in his movies, which was that it's okay to not be perfect. It's okay to not be a superstar. And what I think is so fascinating about that message is that we now live in a culture where we have so many mega superstars who were unfathomably talented, unfathomably amazing on so many different levels. And that all started in the 1980s, right? The 1980s was the first time we really had mega, mega, mega stars. Michael Jackson, Madonna, Michael Jordan, where these mega stars were marketed across different platforms. And today, of course, we have Barack Obama. We have Tiger Woods, right? These people who are just so unfathomably talented that it sort of can make us feel rather pathetic in comparison. And I think that the lasting legacy of John Hughes was that he told stories about how there is something to be celebrated in the regular person. Something to be celebrated in not averageness, but that basically everybody is special. And I know that sounds really totally cheesy, but if you look at all of his movies, that's what it is. The hero is the nerd, the geek, the outsider, the person who doesn't quite fit in, right? That's everybody in The Breakfast Club. That's Uncle Buck. That's Del Griffith in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That's Cameron in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And what's also interesting is that I think there's actually a class message in John Hughes's movies, which is you'll notice that so many of the heroes in his movies were working class people. Now, that's not to say that a lot of the settings weren't in upper middle class to upper class suburbs. I mean, if I have one problem with John Hughes, it's that you rarely ever see an African American, or you rarely ever see anything other than a white face. But in a lot of his movies, the message, the underlying class message seems to be that just because you're rich doesn't mean that you're cool, and just because you're not rich doesn't mean you're not cool, right? That's Uncle Buck, right? Uncle Buck comes in and babysits his wealthy cousins or wealthy brother's family, and he's this working class guy, and he's sort of ridiculous, and his family doesn't like him because he's sort of lower middle class. and he ends up being the hero. That's Pretty in Pink, right? Molly Ringwald is the working class girl who starts dating the very wealthy aristocratic kid, and he ends up being kind of a jerk. And so I think that this is the legacy of John Hughes and his movies and why he's really an important figure. And it's kind of sad that he was really forgotten at the end of his life. And so in the next couple minutes here, we'll take your calls. 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. You weigh in on the death of John Hughes, what he and his movies meant to you. What do you think the underlying message of them, of those films were? And whether you think he's been too forgotten as an impactful director. What was your favorite John Hughes movie? I got to go with Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, because it's an experience that everybody has been through, and it's just so damn funny.
National Lampoon's Vacation's got to be mine.
Yeah, that
or 16 Candles, man.
I know. 16 Candles was...
Or Weird Science. I mean, I can't name. I could give you three. I couldn't give you my favorite.
National Lampoon's Vacation is particularly hilarious because, I don't know about you, but my dad was exactly like that.
Totally.
I mean, we actually, my friends and I came up with we use the term Clark as a verb.
Mm-hmm.
Clark.
We use it Griswold. Like our campsite is Griswolded out. We're going to Griswold up our campsite.
Yeah, and we use Clark. To Clark means to the leader of a road trip is the Clark.
Right.
Right. Over planning everything. Uh-huh. Right. So we'll say to my friend, we'll be going somewhere, and he said, "Well, I want to go here, and I want to go here, and I want to go here to see the biggest ball of twine." We'll be like, "Dude, you're Clarking.
You're Clarking.
You're Clarking. You're Clarking." So give us a call, 303-713-7600. Weigh in on the legacy of John Hughes. What do you think his movies were trying to say? What your favorite John Hughes movie was? Again, 303-713-7600. And we're just taking a little detour off the ultra super serious debates this morning.
That's good.
Because it is. And look, John Hughes is an icon. I mean, it's John Hughes. The guy died at 59. What a bummer.
And why ruin everybody around here anyway? Seems to be in a good mood here for a Monday. And why ruin a good mood with politics, right?
Why ruin a good mood with screaming people at healthcare meetings? Well, we'll get to that stuff. We will get to it. But for now, we want to talk a little bit about John Hughes. 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. We're talking about the death of one of the greatest filmmakers in Hollywood history, at least in my opinion. John Hughes died at the age of 59 at the end of last week. What did he mean to you? What did his movies mean to you? Give us a call. Weigh in. First, let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
No accidents or stalls on the highways around Denver and Boulder, but we do see some stop-and-go conditions beginning to start for us on southbound 225 there around the Parker Road curve all the way down to 25. On 25, normal jam southbound side 104th to 84th again from around 58th past Spear Boulevard. Northbound is a little sluggish as well due to some earlier standing water around Auraria Parkway. Traffic lights also flashing red due to this overnight rain. Power outages 16th and Champa, 14th and Blake, as well as a couple other intersections downtown. Also seeing heavier jams westbound 36 going to Boulder, Sheridan to Church Ranch. Your forecast, partly sunny, isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs will be in the lower 80s. Right now we're at 61 downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Looking for a way to extend your weekend in Vegas? From summer concert series to events and pool parties, find your excuse at visitlasvegas.com.
Now there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Hello? If your brain's not responding to the signals that you're fooled, you'll probably continue eating.
Come on, don't be that way.
Eating and eating some more. With Leptothen, you get the message. You are full.
Oh, finally.
Visit gogetthin.com. That's gogetthin.com. Or call 888-700-DIET. And for a limited time, buy two bottles of Leptothen and get one free.
Attention Boulder County residents. How would you like to go solar now with no money down and one low annual payment? Take advantage of the Climate Smart Loan Program to go solar now. Learn how Wednesday, August 12th, 7 p.m. at the Erie Community Center. Did you know that rebates and tax incentives can reduce the cost of a solar power system by up to 60%? You could save as much as $40,000. Join Independent Power Systems August 12th, 7 p.m. at the Erie Community Center to learn how to take advantage of these discounts and how to go solar now with no down and no interest. Save up to $1,000 more just by attending this Climate Smart event Wednesday, August 12th, 7 p.m. at the Erie Community Center. Go to solarips.com/climatesmart to RSVP today, or call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115, or go to solarips.com. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get a $50 gift certificate to Max Gill & Grill for only $25. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town, brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
The Ultimate Sales Machine. That became the number one selling business book within just 2 days of release. I want to give you that landmark chapter as my gift to your success. Just call us and leave us a voicemail and we'll email you chapter 4. Simple. Then you need to sit right down and read that right away, because it's going to change everything about how you position your company for taking market share while others panic. Call 800-418-5800. If you're sharp, this chapter is going to knock your socks off. 800-418-5800.
In the world of fairy tales, Sleeping Beauty had three good fairies to protect her. But in our world, protecting the beauty of the forest is the responsibility of everyone.
Listen well, all of you.
9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans and can be prevented.
We'll all pitch in. If humans can do it, so can we.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Log on to SmokeyBear.com to find out what you can do. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelight Auto Glass.
The other day, my customer was washing his car. The cold water hit the chip on his hot windshield, and crack! If only he called Elite Safelight sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. An Elite Safelight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Elite Safelight handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Dear Mr. Vernon, we accept the fact that we had to sacrifice a whole Saturday in detention for whatever it was we did wrong. But we think you're crazy to make us write an essay telling you who we think we are. And you see us as you want to see us. In the simplest terms, the most convenient definitions. But what we found out is that each one of us is a brain.
And an athlete.
And a basket case. A princess.
And a criminal.
Does that answer your question? Sincerely yours, The Breakfast Club.
That was from The Breakfast Club, obviously. The death of John Hughes, one of the great filmmakers of the 1980s, died at 59 at the end of last week, and we're doing a little bit of a retrospective here, asking you for what you think his legacy was. 303-713-7600, what your favorite John Hughes movies were and are. Why do you think these movies last so long? Why are they still so ingrained in the public consciousness? 303-713-7600 is the number. Doug in Westminster. Doug, you're on AM760. What's up, bud?
Masarota.
Hey, man.
What's his name? Donger. Long Duck Dong.
Long Duck Dong, yeah.
All sexy American girlfriend.
What a character he was, huh?
I'm telling you, in 16, what's his face? Cusack gets his first start.
That's right. I forgot about that. Oh, he is so funny in that movie. Remember John Cusack?
He's about as ignorant as the day is long in it.
Right. He's the buddy with Anthony Michael Hall. He's his nerdy buddy who can't get anything straight. Remember, he takes the picture of Anthony Michael Hall with the hot prom queen chick, but then he messes up the photo.
Absolutely.
And there's no evidence. It's so funny. Yeah, I forgot about it. And what's interesting about that is how many actors how many actors got their start in John Hughes movies? I mean, you got, you know, I mean, well, I wouldn't say Steve Martin got his start, but he certainly, in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, it was a big boost for him. John Candy, Cusack, Anthony Michael Hall, and then there's obviously the whole Brat Pack, which I was just talking about this with Emily, my wife, which is that a lot of them didn't really sort of peaked in the Brat Pack. Judd Nelson, Ally Sheedy, Molly Ringwald, you know, so a lot of them actually didn't survive after the John Hughes era. But you're right, I forgot about John Cusack.
Yeah, and you know, the thing about it is those movies, at least with me and a ring of my friends, and I'm sure a lot of people just everywhere, you throw those phrases at everybody. I mean, if there's something dumb in a congregation with some friends, you throw out a vacation riff or a 16 Candles or a Breakfast Club, like, you know, did your mom marry Mr. Rogers? No, she married Mr. Johnson. You know, just stuff like that. I mean, you know,
yeah,
Johnny.
They come up all the time, and the thing is that it really has seeped into the public consciousness. I don't know about you, but every time I walk into a bar, I say to the bartender, "Hey, underpants." No, I'm just kidding.
And then look at Audra. She can't hear all. She'll be fine. Just walk it off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You see, Clark, they're deaf. I know. It's totally in the public consciousness. And I really think it has something to do with the fact that the movies treated very gently and almost endearingly.
Yeah.
People who were not superstars.
Absolutely.
Just people who were regular people. And even the humor making fun of, you know, Clark Griswold being an oaf. You know, I mean, whose father, when leading the family road trip, didn't act like an oaf?
That guy was as dumb as the day is long, Clark W. Griswold. I mean,
Exactly. But I mean, the thing with that movie is his, like, desperation to make his family happy, right? To the point where he goes crazy at the end. Who has not been in a situation where some member of their family is so determined to make sure the family has fun that they become almost deranged?
Do we get another round of another John Hughes in the near future?
I think Judd Apatow is trying to be in some ways John Hughes, and frankly, I don't think Judd Apatow can pull it off, because I think what Judd Apatow has done is a lot of his movies, the ones that I don't like, tend to substitute sex for really quality humor. His best movies, you know, like Knocked Up, like The 40-Year-Old Virgin, sex is sort of in the background. It's a subplot. It's a context. It's not what is actually funny. But I think, you know, is there going to be another John Hughes? You know, that's anybody's guess. The reason I bring up Judd Apatow is because Judd Apatow seems to make the heroes of his movies are those who are not cool, right? I mean, it's like the heroizing of the typically unheroic.
One of the best lines in Vacation is when he's lost and he's asking the pimp for directions. You remember that?
Yeah.
Can you tell me how to get to the freeway? Your mama.
Yeah, in St. Louis. Yeah, so funny. Hey, man, thanks for the call.
How's it going?
All right. Stuart and Aurora. Stuart, you're on AM 760.
Hey, John, how are you this morning?
Good.
David, excuse me.
That's okay, man.
I agree with you in most of your points. I think the hero things may be a bit of a stretch. Our culture has a history of heroes. If you go back to, like, the 20s and 30s, you have people that are untouchable, like Babe Ruth or Charles Lindbergh, and sort of this heroic ilk that no one can achieve that level of greatness, whether Caruso, you know, people like that. So I'm not sure that these movies are a reaction to that to make the common man feel some kind of kinship with the hero.
Well, I it's a good question. I think that Hughes really pioneered this idea that the average person could be heroic. And maybe not, and maybe at times not heroic, but at least special. I mean, usually movies tend to be about the super talented, the exceptionally gifted. And Hughes's movies are about the not exceptionally talented, the not exceptionally gifted. And whether he, maybe it's a stretch to say that he's heroizing them, but I think what he's saying, what a lot of his movies say, is that it's actually okay to not be, for better or for lack of a better example, it's okay not to be the Michael Jordan, right? It's okay just to be the person who's doing their best and isn't a superhero.
Does he give us a break from some of the maybe extremely serious movies that come out of the late 70s, sort of on like Deer Hunter, Apocalypse Now?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think there's that. I think that's going on, too. And I think that's a really great point, right? The late 70s had a lot of really, really dark movies, right? Serpico and even the first couple Rockies were really dark. And Hughes's movies definitely are certainly comic relief to a lot of that. And I think, you know, I think what's interesting about his movies is that he somehow was able to get away with making fun of the nerd, the geek, the guy or the gal who doesn't fit in without it being vicious and nasty.
Right.
You somehow are laughing at them, but with them at the same time, right? With Del Griffith in Planes, Trains, Automobiles, I mean, you're laughing at him, but you're also kind of laughing with him.
He's a tragic figure.
He is a tragic figure. You're right. He is a tragic figure. But it doesn't feel like you're laughing at the expense of him because he's sort of finding his ridiculousness ridiculous.
Right, and he's a lovable sort of person who guffaws his way through life.
Exactly, exactly, and so I think that especially in the 80s, which was this time of mega stars and the beginning of the mega star age, it was definitely I think an antidote to that for the audience, and I think. And again, I think that's what Judd Apatow's trying to tap into today. And I think it's important. I think that's why his movies last as long as they've lasted, because it's something that's universal. It's something that it's not a dose of reality, but it's a dose of humility into a medium, the Hollywood medium, that is so focused on mega ultra celebrities. Hey, man, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Give us a call, 303-713-7600. We got a couple open lines. We're doing a John Hughes retrospective. The great director died unexpectedly at age 59 at the end of last week. Why do you think his movies survive today? Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Uncle Buck. Why were they so powerful? What do you think they were trying to say? Which were your favorite? 303-713-7600. We'll get back to it after a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, still no accidents around the metro here in town. Got some stop-and-go conditions, though. These delays up in Northland now, 120th to 84. Speeds in the teens that entire stretch. Going to break loose. Also going to be jammed once you get around 58th. Southbound 225, also a nightmare right now after you get around Parker Road, trying to make your way down to the Tech Center. Also going to be heavy eastbound 6th Avenue, Sheridan to 25. Same deal westbound Turnpike, Sheridan out to Church Ranch. This just coming down, got a crash on the freeways, westbound 76 at Highway 85 there in Henderson. Still working these traffic lights, malfunctions anyway, 16th and Champa, 14th and Blake, and a couple of others downtown due to that overnight heavy rainstorm. Your forecast, partly sunny with a chance for isolated thunderstorms, including severe weather later this afternoon, highs in the lower to mid 80s. Your current downtown temperature is 62 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Colorado State Bank and Trust makes it easier for you to save for the future with QuickSave. Each time you use your CSBT check card or CSBT online bill pay, you will earn money. Go to CSBT.com to learn more. Long live your money. Member FDIC.
Cursing at your cursor? Tired of being your own techie? Plagued by villainous viruses? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides friendly, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
Comcast presents Faster, Better Internet, FBI.
Officers Ben Stein and Shaquille O'Neal, come in. Where are you guys?
Chief, we're in hot pursuit. It's a fantastic new HD triple play offer from Comcast.
Digital cable with free HD, unlimited nationwide calling, and not only high-speed internet,
but faster, better internet.
For only $99 a month for the first 12 months.
Now, can you dig that?
It's highly diggable.
Yes, it is, Ben. Yes, it is.
Call 1-800-COMCAST now and get the new Comcast Faster Better Internet HD Starter Triple Play Offer, all for only $99 a month for a year. Plus, with a sure price guarantee, pay only $109 a month your second year, an additional savings of up to $240 a year. But this offer ends August 23rd, so call 1-800-COMCAST now. Plus, ask how you can get a speed upgrade.
Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. One-year contract required. Early termination fee applies after year two. Regular rates apply. Equipment installation taxes, franchise, and phone fees extra.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them, and they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Models that get up to 36 miles per gallon. And with savings like a $4,500 eco credit on the purchase of an advanced diesel model and other limited time offers, you'll save some of your own green as well. Test drive any of the BMW lineup, knowing they're part of the most fuel-efficient luxury fleet in America and come with an unmatched, no-cost maintenance plan that can save you thousands. But when it comes to the environment and this special event, time is precious. So come in today. Most fuel-efficient fleet based on highway mileage EPA comparisons. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Now through August 31st, lease a BMW 328i for only $349 a month. Visit your local BMW center today or go to frontrangebmw.com/finance for details.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleanings, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Right now, trade in a qualifying cash for clunkers vehicle and trade up to a fuel-efficient Chevy. Your participating Chevy dealer has details. Go to Chevy.com or call 1-877-CARS-654 to see if you qualify.
Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
Well, we mixed movies there a little bit, but that was a clip from The Breakfast Club, and this is obviously the song from Weird Science, which is Judd Apatow-esque, I think. This was one of the Hughes movies that really was...
Who didn't want to take the computer and make a superwoman out of it?
Kelly LeBrock, baby.
Oh, man. In the opening scene?
Oh, man. Ridiculous. Really ridiculous. Let's get back to the phones. We're talking about John Hughes, the death of the great filmmaker. He was age 59. We're talking about just a retrospective. What do you think John Hughes' legacy will be? Dave, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, David.
Hey there.
You know, these are movies that I... Well, first of all, I would say Weird Science should be required viewing for all parents of teenage boys. They'll never figure out their kid unless they watch this movie.
I never even thought about it that way. That's right. It's a good primer for parents of teen boys, especially.
Absolutely. You know, one of the qualities of Hughes's movies that I really appreciate was that amongst all the silliness, amongst the smarminess, amongst all the antics that these young people are involved in, there is an underlying compassion for each other. And, you know, it also kind of illustrates that during that time, a lot of young kids were kind of alienated from their parents. Mom and dad were both working two jobs.
Well, and I think that's exactly why they're so universal, because that wasn't just an 80s thing. That's a universal thing. Hey, man, I got to get a break. Thanks for the call. Stick around. More about John Hughes after the break.
Results may vary. Additional products and services will be offered.
Attention Boulder County residents. How would you like to go solar now with no money down and one low annual payment? Take advantage of the Climate Smart Loan Program to go solar now. Learn how Wednesday, August 12th, 7 p.m. at the Erie Community Center. Did you know that rebates and tax incentives can reduce the cost of a solar power system by up to 60%? You could save as much as $40,000. Join Independent Power Systems August 12th, 7 p.m. at the Erie Community Center to learn how to take advantage of these discounts and how to go solar now with no down and no interest. Save up to $1,000 more just by attending this Climate Smart event Wednesday, August 12th, 7 p.m. at the Erie Community Center. Go to solarips.com/climatesmart to RSVP today, or call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115, or go to solarips.com. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's back to school day in some parts of the country, and this year that means the three R's and lessons about the dangers of swine flu. An Atlanta area school official says students are getting a cram course on how to protect themselves and others.
We've provided information to parents on hand washing and covering their mouth if they sneeze or cough.
Is giving Tamiflu to children with the flu a mistake? CBS's Vicki Barker has that.
The British doctors say it appears antivirals like Tamiflu may do more harm than good in many children. They say the drugs only shorten kids' symptoms by one day, and side effects can include vomiting and dehydration on top of the vomiting caused by the swine flu itself.
Swine flu's on the agenda in Guadalajara, Mexico, where President Obama is meeting with Mexican President Calderon and Canadian Prime Minister Harper. CBS News White House correspondent Chip Reed.
What they want to do is, number one, make sure that the three nations are talking and coordinating the response, but they also want to make sure that there is no panic, because economic relations between these three countries are so important. The last thing they want is for countries to start closing borders because they're in a panic over the H1N1 virus.
The New York Times says the Pentagon's come up with a killer capture list of top Afghan drug traffickers who've been funneling profits to the Taliban. CBS News military analyst Mike Lyon says word of the effort could drive those targets underground.
It'll be difficult to manage to find individuals, especially in that part of the world, once they know they're being targeted.
The Taliban's number two leader in Pakistan says reports of his demise are premature. Hakim Ullah called the Associated Press to say he's very much alive and well. He also took issue with Western intelligence reports that Taliban chief Fethullah Massoud had been killed by an American missile strike. Well, it turns out that the police in Pittsburgh had an encounter with gunman George Sodini just a week before he walked into a health club and shot a dozen women, killing three of them.
A passenger on one of our buses told them that they were riding to work that morning, and there was a man sitting next to them who was playing with a grenade.
Police spoke to Sodini, but let him go because the passenger couldn't identify him. College students are notoriously sleep-deprived, but a new study is said to be the first of its kind to document the extent of the problem.
20% are pulling all-nighters at least once a month, where they're not getting any sleep whatsoever and are going to class and going to work and driving without having had any sleep in the last 24 or 36 hours.
Researcher Roxanne Pritchard. Passengers on a Continental Airlines ExpressJet flight spent the weekend getting over a Friday night travel nightmare. They spent 9 hours on the runway in Rochester, Minnesota, after bad weather kept them from landing in the Twin Cities.
You're almost numb because you're so exhausted, so you kind of doze off, but you can't really sleep because babies are crying and the smells are getting worse.
The airline says it couldn't let anyone off the plane because security screeners had left for the night. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's down 27 points. This is CBS News.
Your car.
Keeping it going means making it stop correctly, too. With the Midas Secure Stop Brake Service, we start with a brake inspection. And if you need them, we'll install brake pads or shoes for just $99.99 per axle. The Secure Stop Brake Service, just $99.99 per axle. Midas, we're on this road together.
Additional parts and labor extra shop fees may apply. Most vehicles limited time offer at participating Midas.
This business is harder than anything I've ever done in my life.
Meet Kim Ema. She sells tasty desserts out of her treats truck all over Manhattan.
Managing cash flow is really important because things are always changing. Let's say I have a really big event coming up. I'm probably going to use my Visa Business credit card. And then there are weekly expenses where it just makes a lot of sense to use my Visa Business debit card.
Learn how Visa Business helps Kim manage cash flow in ways checks can't. Visit visa.com/gobiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. A 32-year-old hiker recovering at St. Anthony Central after a fall over the weekend on Mount Ida. Kyle Patterson with Rocky Mountain National Park says the man was lucky because he was with a large group and had the right gear.
If everything goes smoothly and nothing goes wrong, you know, you don't need those skills or you don't need that gear. But as soon as something does go wrong, it's nice to be with other people who can assist you.
Patterson says the man suffered a broken leg and spent the night near the summit. It's not what you want to hear as you plan your final summer road trip. Gas prices are once again climbing, up about 16 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. But oil analyst Trilby Lundberg says the rise won't last.
This two-week jump of 16 cents is because of a month's climb in oil, but it's already run its course.
In Denver, AAA says the average price for a gallon of regular is $2.47. And the Division of Wildlife was busy with a mountain lion yesterday, not in the high country, but at a home in Aurora, east of E-470. An Aurora man managed to shut the cougar.
Want the best price when you sell your gold? It's easy. Just take it to Fast Cash. At Fast Cash, you'll get 40% more for your gold in cash and on the spot. So don't get ripped off. Get a quote before you sell and get what your gold's really worth. Visit FastCashGoldCenters.com.
Southbound I-25, still busy as you're coming out of Thornton and North Glen. This is about 112th as you're making your way towards 84th. Brakes loose, cruising past 36 and 76. You'll tap your brakes again once you get downtown. Speaking of 76, we do have an accident. This is on the Denver-bound side, right around Highway 85. Hopefully, they'll get that one out of your way shortly. In the foothills, crash. Sounds like it's a rollover. 285 at Jubilee. Could kind of hang things up as you are making your way both to and from Denver and cruising around the foothills on this nice morning. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 84 degrees. There is a chance of seeing some afternoon showers, most likely after 2. Overnight low dropping down to 58. Currently sunny and 64 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD with such a great annual return of 2% APY.
Half Slab Babies. No, it's not a band, it's $5 barbecue. Get your Half Slab Baby Back Ribs or St. Louis style ribs for only $5. $5 for a half slab. Big Papa's Barbecue online at bbqdenver.com. That's bbqdenver.com.
Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:07 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay. It is John Hughes Day here on AM 760, at least this morning. The famous and great director died suddenly and tragically at age 59 at the end of last week, and we're looking back on his career, asking, what do you think the legacy of John Hughes is? Of course, he's the director of and writer of classics like Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Uncle Buck, The Breakfast Club, 16 Candles, National Lampoon's Vacation, the three of them. Not the fourth one. Why do you think his movies last in the American psyche? Why are they so ingrained Why can you still turn on cable right now, flip through the dial, and expect to see a John Hughes movie on television playing? I mean, I would bet that there's a John Hughes movie playing at any moment somewhere in the United States on some cable television channel somewhere in the United States at any moment. Why is that? What do you think John Hughes was trying to say? What do you think his movies were trying to say? What is the staying power of John Hughes's movies? We're going to take your calls. 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. Elizabeth, I know you're hanging on, so we'll get to your call. But first, we're going to do an abbreviated news update. It is
Good
the
evening.
Top of the hour.
I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
All right, quickly, we'll go through the national news headlines. President Obama is at a summit in Mexico with Mexico, Canada, and Canada. And the big issue of the day at that summit is Mexico's ongoing drug wars and whether Mexico's strategy to eliminate trafficking and the violence associated with it is working. There's been a lot of protests down there as well about NAFTA, although that is not on the table right now, unfortunately, even though Obama promised to put it on the table at these kind of meetings. U.S. banks stand to collect a record $38.5 billion in fees for customer overdrafts this year, with the bulk of the revenue coming from the most financially stretched consumers. That's the Financial Times. Bill Frist, the former Senate majority leader, he has rejoined the all-white country club that he was a part of before he made his run for elected office. So the Nashville City paper saying this is a sign that Bill Frist is not ever going to run for office again now that he's rejoined that country club. Sarah Palin, she has softened her stance on health care after making the unsupported and absurd claim that President Obama's health care plan will result in a quote-unquote death panel that is fundamentally evil. She basically asserting that in order to get care, you're going to have to go in front of a government panel that will decide whether you live or die. Even David Brooks, the conservative commentator, this weekend called that ridiculous and crazy. AP reports the Arctic Ocean has given up tens of thousands more square miles of ice on Sunday in a relentless summer of melt, with scientists watching through satellite eyes for a possible record low polar ice cap this summer. MSNBC reports that new studies show that dogs, can often have the mental abilities of a 2-year-old human child. I always knew my dog Monty was smart. AP reports America's baby boom lit is showing signs of tapering off. U.S. births in 2008 dropped by nearly 2% from 2007. Experts saying that probably the economic recession has caused that drop off. In Kansas, news of the weird, Edward Williams is the definition of lucky after winning the lottery for a second time in a year. Williams of Wichita won $75,000 in September playing a $10 scratch ticket. Then on Wednesday, he defied the odds when he matched all the numbers in the Super Kansas cash drawing to win a jackpot worth nearly $900,000. Pretty lucky. Hopefully his luck doesn't turn to Hurley-esque unluck or bad luck like it did for Hurley in the show Lost. In Colorado news, Bob Beaupre, the Colorado Statesman, reports that Bob Beaupre's potential entry into the U.S. Senate primary is scrambling the Republican Party. Donors don't know where to donate to. Other candidates starting to worry about that. So Bob Beaupre making a mess as usual. The Boulder Daily Camera reports that Jared Polis, the congressman from Boulder, was mobbed by people this weekend when he dropped by Vic's coffee shop in North Boulder expecting a friendly chat with just a few dozen constituents. Instead, it turned into a mob scene with people asking him questions about health care. Denver Post reports that President Obama will be in Grand Junction this week, as part of a 4-state western tour that includes stops at 2 national parks. Senator Michael Bennett making headlines. He's introducing legislation that would put a statutory cap on the deficit beginning in 2012, forcing Congress to limit its own spending or trigger automatic cuts. I'm all for tackling the deficit, but if anybody should know the dangers of statutory arbitrary caps on spending, and how that can destroy an economy. It should be a senator from Colorado, knowing that we have the taxpayer bill of rights and the downside for that. Today is the deadline for the Frontier Airlines sale. Southwest has until 10 a.m. to submit its binding bid to back up a $113.6 million proposal it made July 30th for Frontier. Southwest is vying for Frontier's assets with Republic Airways Holdings. Good news in Denver, software firm Intuit plans to hire 100 employees over the next 12 months for its South Metro Denver office. Cougars on Colfax, we're talking about the real animals. A mountain lion on the far east edge of the metro area was tranquilized in a mobile home park shed Sunday morning. Reminder that even though we live in a city here, we are still on the Rocky Mountain West. The Colorado quote-unquote personhood proposal takes a step towards the 2010 ballot. Anti-abortion forces have resubmitted a version of their quote-unquote personhood amendment. It's expected to be on the 2010 ballot, so we can expect the anti-abortion fights to continue here in Colorado. And the final news story, Congressman John Salazar, who had been silent on health care for weeks, tells the Pueblo Chieftain he's willing to support a government-run health insurance option for Americans, but he doesn't believe the Senate will go that far, and he expects the final health care legislation to focus on strengthening private insurers. It's about as mealy-mouthed as you can get from a politician saying, oh, well, I support this, but I'm not going to work, I'm not going to do any work to make sure that the public option happens because I don't think it will ever happen from the Senate. Pretty pathetic, if you ask me. It's the exact opposite of what you might call leadership. That is your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, so we're back to the question of what you think John Hughes' legacy was, the famous director of classics like Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, the National Lampoon series, and many, many others. He died unexpectedly on Friday, and his movies last in the public consciousness. And the question is why you think they last. What do you think the message of John Hughes' movies really was, and why they have become so ingrained in the American psyche? And, of course, what are your favorite John Hughes movies, and why? 303-713-7600 is the number. We're doing a little bit of a John Hughes retrospective, and we'll go back to the phones now. We'll go to Elizabeth in Denver. Elizabeth, you're on AM 760.
Are you there?
I am.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Thanks. Listen, the reason I think they're lasting is, obviously you've said they're classics, but I think they're in the vein of the Frank Capra movies in the terms of it's a, kind of the victory of the common man.
Mm-hmm.
Only it goes a step further in that, you know, first, I think they're funnier, and I think he brings the audience in more because with adolescents, because most of his films involve adolescents, and the audience can relate to that feeling of insecurity and feeling inadequate, because who didn't feel inadequate when they were adolescent?
Oh, absolutely, and I think that's probably why they last. Now, I wonder, I was thinking about this over the weekend. When I have children, when I show them John Hughes movies, are they going to look at those movies and watch them like I watched, for instance, movies from the 60s that my parents showed me when I was a kid? I was kind of like, what is this? Right? I could watch movies from the 60s, black and white movies, and I could say that they were fine at one level, but I didn't really connect with them. And I wonder if 20 years from now you can show John Hughes movies to kids and they will have a different reaction, whether they will say, no, I can actually connect with those movies.
I think they will. And it's funny because I was having that conversation with my partner over the weekend. And because it kind of irritates me when I see critics and they talk about him being an 80s genre filmmaker as opposed to him making classic films.
Mm-hmm.
And what I said was, I think you could put all those kids like in 60s clothing, right? And give them, you know, maybe, you know, it'd have to bring in some things that were more characteristic of the 60s. But I think it would be just as funny if they, you know, if you had them as hippies.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, what you're saying is that there's a universality to it.
Exactly.
And I think he's created a genre. Now, whether anybody can follow up that genre or build on it, I think that's the open question. But, and maybe it's just because I grew up in it, I think they'll transcend different generations. But I still think you could show a 15-year-old today The Breakfast Club, and not only will they connect with it, they'll find it funny.
Well, and I'm 51, and so I saw them, you know, at an older age than you did.
Right,
and
right.
I thought they were hysterical.
Right, and because you probably remember going through that phase of life.
Right.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think it all goes back to saying that it's okay to be in that uncomfortable part of life. It's okay to not be a superstar. It's okay to be not the coolest kid in the class. Now, of course, what was fascinating, I think, about Ferris Bueller's Day Off, for instance, was that Ferris was actually the coolest kid in class, right? But this was what was really interesting. It wasn't really clear why Ferris was the coolest kid in class, right? I mean, he wasn't the football star. He wasn't the jock. He didn't seem so super hip. He was just kind of a charismatic smart aleck. Right, and he was the coolest kid in the class, and I actually think that was saying something. That was saying that you could actually be cool, you could actually be the popular kid by just being a pretty friendly guy, right? Being a pretty charismatic, friendly person, which is the antithesis of what a lot of other movies and a lot of our other pop culture says, which is the only way to be the cool kid is to either be a jerk, to be a bully, or to be super disproportionately talented, particularly at sports. And so I think that's woven into all of John Hughes's movies. And I think you're right. I think they do and they will transcend generations. You can watch a John Hughes movie now and be a 15-year-old, and I think you'll get a kick out of a lot of them.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
820 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the life of John Hughes and his legacy, his movies 16 Candles, Uncle Buck, the National Lampoon's series. Why do you think these remain in the American psyche? We asked the question because John Hughes died at age 59, unexpectedly, of a heart attack at the end of last week. And he is one of the most impactful directors in, I think, Hollywood history. And I don't think that's an overstatement. At least that's my opinion. And so the question is, why do you think he remains such a potent force, or his work, at least, remains such a potent force in the American psyche? 303-713-7600. And feel free to tell us your favorite John Hughes movies or favorite scenes from John Hughes movies and what they really meant to you. 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Hey, Dave, St. Olaf's Fire was one of his, wasn't it?
I don't think so.
That wasn't?
I
this is kind of the Brat Pack.
I will double check.
Because I thought for sure, I know that hasn't been mentioned, but I had, you know, St. Olaf's Fire and the movie About Last Night. I'm amazed those weren't John Hughes films.
I am looking here. St. Elmo's Fire was not a John Hughes movie.
Who directed St. Elmo's Fire?
Let's see. The director of St. Elmo's Fire was Joel Schumacher.
Joel Schumacher? Who's that?
Yeah, exactly.
But that, you know, that's kind of like a Breakfast Club type.
Totally.
I mean, I thought that was a John Hughes film.
Look, John Hughes created the Brat Pack, and the Brat Pack obviously went on to do other things. Like, for instance, I mean, I can give you another one. Remember Red Dawn?
Yeah. How about Mannequin?
Yeah, see, there's a little Brat Packy. Yeah, I mean, and they all went on. Andrew McCarthy, he was like gonna be big, and then he just sort of sputtered.
Yeah.
All right.
Something happened to that guy. All right, I'll get to traffic. Traffic's pretty normal for us. Heavy in the usual spots. Stop and go on southbound I-25, 120th to 84th. Also on eastbound 270, really slow. I-25 to Vasquez. Got a crash in the westbound side of 76 at Highway 85 right there in Henderson. Also got a three-vehicle accident in Hammond and Colorado. That's messing things up. And a rollover up in Conifer on 285 at Jubilee Trail. Your forecast, partly sunny, isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 80s. Right now, 64 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Need to find a reliable business? Did you know that the Better Business Bureau can...
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you follow your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place, so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you.
Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic greeting isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Elite SafeLight handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
AM 760 has the Jay Marvin Show mornings at 6.
Your calls do count.
I wanted to say I love your show.
This is worth being late for work.
Ed Schultz, mornings at 10.
It's not brain surgery.
Then it's Tom Hartman, afternoons at 1.
Patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and freedom.
Mario comes your way at 4.
The American dream is still alive.
And Randy Rhodes, evenings at 7.
It's unbelievable.
This is AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
It jeopardizes my ability to effectively govern this student body.
Well, makes you look like an ass is what he does, Ed.
Oh, man, that's one of the greatest characters ever. Mr. Rooney.
His secretary was great, too.
Oh. And, you know, she was in Planes, Trains, Automobiles.
She's in all those movies. She always plays kind of like a secretary.
Yeah, assistant. She was in Planes, Trains, Automobiles. She's the one, he's the one, she's the airline attendant who Steve Martin screams at, drops the F-bomb like 18 times. Oh, man, Mr. Rooney, by the way, one of the greatest things about my last book tour, Mr. Rooney, the actor, who has subsequently been, I think, arrested for some sort of child pornography, which is not cool. He was at my book event in Hollywood on my last book tour. I think he's a liberal, so I think he was at...
He came to meet you?
No, well, I didn't actually meet him, but he was in the audience.
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. In my head, I'm giving my speech about my book. I'm like, Mr. Rooney's here. Mr. Rooney is here in the house.
Dude, I was trying to find the audio clip of his secretary where she's like, dweebs, geeks, spazzes.
Geeks, yeah, right.
I can't find that audio clip. I love that clip.
My brother, he's instant messaged me, and you can instant message us at www.am760. He says, here's the message to kids of John Hughes's film. Quote, I don't think I want to know a 6-year-old who isn't a dreamer or a silly heart, and I sure don't want to know one who takes their student career seriously. I don't have a college degree. I don't even have a job, but I know a good kid when I see one because they're all good kids until dried out, brain dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good. That's from Uncle Buck. What a great. And then he tells the principal to use a quarter to get a rat to gnaw that thing off her face. Pretty funny. All right. Let's get back to the phones. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We're doing a John Hughes retrospective. The director, one of the greatest, I think, in film history, died at the end of last week, unexpectedly, a heart attack at age 59. Why do you think John Hughes's movies survive in the American psyche? What about them makes them so powerful and so have such a long life? 303-713-7600. Tom in Denver, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David, how you doing?
Hey there.
Yeah, I got a quick story for you about a John Hughes movie. I was about 8 years old, and at this point we were living in Illinois. And we were living on a farm, and we lived in an all-brick coach house. And I was about 8, my sister was about 10, and there was a tornado that was moving through our particular rural area. And my sister and I are freaking out, and my dad's trying to keep us calm. So he throws in Uncle Buck on VHS. And we're sitting there. I mean, me and my sister are just crying, and my dad throws in Uncle Buck, and as this tornado is literally moving less than a mile away from our farm, the windows are shaking. You know, the sound outside is just horrible, big hail, and I just remember towards the end of this storm, me and my sister just sitting there laughing, watching Uncle Buck. As this tornado is moving, you know, less than a mile away from our farmhouse.
Yeah, and so in that way, I think, you know, the movies are, what you seem to be saying is that they were sort of this reassuring, you could sort of get enveloped in the comedy of the movie, and they were all at some level, and it's cheesy to say, but feel good. Right, I mean that's part of the escapism of a John Hughes movie.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that is exactly what makes his movies timeless. You know, and I'm really glad you mentioned Red Dawn, which is one of my all time favorite movies, and will continue to be. So
that was not a John, and that was not a John Hughes movie.
Oh, was it?
No. That was a John Milius movie. John Milius. But my point on that is that John Hughes definitely launched the Brat Pack into all sorts of other venues, right? I mean, the Breakfast Club and the whole concept of the, well, it was the new Brat Pack. The old Brat Pack was Sammy Davis Jr. and Dean Martin. But the new Brat Pack launched them into things like Red Dawn and St. Elmo's Fire. And he obviously, I think that's part of the reason why John Hughes, his legacy survives. It's because so many of the big 80s stars got their start in the John Hughes dojo, if you will. Hey, Tom, yeah. Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you, David.
Pat and Thornton. Pat, you're on AM 760.
Morning, David.
Morning.
I'm a Ferris Bueller's Day Off guy myself.
That's your favorite John Hughes movie?
It is.
I think Ferris Bueller's might be, and folks should feel free to weigh in on this, 303-713-7600. You should feel free to weigh in on which particular John Hughes movie you think sticks in the American psyche the most? Which one was the most impactful? And I think that while I'm a Planes, Trains, and Automobiles guy, I think Ferris Bueller's Day Off had probably the biggest cultural impact. It should, everybody knows Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Well, here's the thing about John, and it sounds pretty simplistic to say, but his movies make you feel good. I mean, but they do it in two specifically distinct ways. He's got his nightmare movies and his dream movies. Like his nightmare movies, like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles and Home Alone and the vacation movies, they're all about, oh, my gosh, I don't want to be that guy.
Right, like stuff goes wrong.
Stuff goes wrong. But then he's got 16 Candles and Ferris Bueller's Day Off, the movies like the empowerment movies. You can, you know, defeat the principal, you know, like Breakfast Club or Ferris Bueller's Day Off, or you can be the nerd that gets the prom queen. You know, it kind of empowers, you know, kids of that age, and I was one of those kids, to say, hey, you know what, you can reach for that.
Yeah, it's a really good point, and I think that also goes to what I mentioned earlier, which is this: there is a subtle class message, economic class message, in a lot of his movies, which seems to say that if you're not rich, it doesn't mean you're not cool or that you can't achieve. There is sort of that Horatio Alger, not that you're going to become rich, but right, like you got Uncle
right.
Buck, who's the working class guy, who is sort of the family pariah who comes to save the day, and his wealthy side of his family says, you know, hey, this guy's got some value, and he ends up being the hero over his family, who is the other side of his family, who they may be wealthy, but they're not having problems, you know, being a good parent. And it's the same thing with Pretty in Pink, right? It's, you know, right. Molly Ringwald, the working class girl, and the rich guys are really a bunch of jerks. And it's all, there is that empowerment message that you can achieve, or you can get ahead, or you can progress, even if you don't have the privilege. Even if you don't have the privilege of economics or the privilege of some kind of athletic skill or brilliance.
Sure. And one other thing about John Hughes movies that I wanted to lay out too is he's got a brilliant use of music and soundtrack. I mean, how many songs come across the radio like Simple Minds? You know, you immediately think of the movie.
Absolutely. And that's I was reading some reviews of his career after he died over the weekend, and people made that point, a couple of reviewers made the point that there have been directors who've tried to duplicate that, and they haven't really been able to. And they mentioned Cameron Crowe. Cameron Crowe is like obsessed with creating soundtracks that link songs to particular scenes, and I think Cameron Crowe did a very good job of that in a movie like Almost Famous.
Almost Famous,
it's just fantastic. But it's that's very hard to do. It's very hard to make it so that a song immediately evokes in people's mind a movie scene. And there are so many songs from John Hughes movies that do that. I mean, you got the Oh Yeah song, you got Don Cashane, you got even Shake It Up Baby.
Right.
All of those songs, at least for the 80s generation, I don't know about you, I'll be driving, I'll hear one of those songs, I'll hear the Weird Science. I mean, Weird Science is the name of the movie,
but you'll
hear one of those songs, immediately the movie pops into your head. And it's just a reminder that this guy, even though he died in relative Hollywood obscurity, I mean, he hadn't made a big movie in years, he really had a huge impact. I would throw it out there, as big an impact as Steven Spielberg on a generation of people. And people can feel free to call up 303-713-7600 and argue with me about that. But, you know, he is universal. I mean, you say The Breakfast Club to somebody between the ages of, 25 and 45, and most people are going to know it. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Have a good one.
You too. 8:35 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to continue with our John Hughes retrospective. The director died at age 59 at the end of last week, tragically, unexpectedly. Why do you think John Hughes's movies are so burned into the American psyche? What about them has made them last so long? What gives them such longevity? What are your favorite John Hughes movies? Your favorite scenes? And what do you think they say? What are the message of John Hughes's movies? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
You got it, Dave. Traffic is still really busy for us around town, loosening in some areas, but still stop and go southbound I-25, 120th to 84th. Speeds in the teens there. Going to break loose for you, but going to jam the brakes again after I-70, where speeds will dip into the 30s all the way past Spear Boulevard. Northbound 25, going to be a little heavier now. Emerson Street up to around 6th Avenue. If you're in Aurora, 225 starting to loosen up, but still sluggish. Parker Road down to 25 for the southbounders. And on the south end, eastbound C-470, going to be showing speeds in the 30s there from Lucent Boulevard all the way up past Quebec. Two crashes out there, rollover on 285 at Jubilee Trail. That's in Conifer. Also got three cars involved in a fender bender, Hamden and Colorado. Forecast, partly sunny with a chance for isolated thunderstorms, including severe weather late this afternoon. High temperatures will be in the lower to middle 80s. Your current downtown temperature is 65 degrees. John Turk, AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Enjoy a beautiful drive up the canyon to the Rockies' most exciting canyon, Canyon Casino. Play craps, roulette, blackjack, lots of slots, and video poker. Plus, find some soul at the canyon when you enter to win a new Kia Soul. Get details at canyoncasino.com.
Ed Schultz is coming to Boulder with a...
The miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
Hi, this is Sally Field.
I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150-milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
let's go, life. Let's go.
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
This is conventional phone service, not VoIP, and your high-speed internet will have you yelling, yippee-i-o. And when the digital TV transition comes, you'll be ready. Call for your free installation, quick, seamless, with the best customer service in the business. 303-BUNDLES, 303-BUNDLES, or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Sorry, folks, we're closed for 2 weeks to clean and repair America's favorite family fun park. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, Holiday Road. Wally World. Yeah, I love it when he punches Wally in the face.
I've been to Wally World.
There is no real Wally World.
Well, it's not called Wally World.
What's it called?
It's called Knott's Berry Farm.
Are you serious?
No, it's called... No, it's not Knott's Berry Farm. What's the other one? Oh, man, I've been there, though.
Is it in California?
It's in California. I want to say it's near Sacramento. It's a little bit inland.
Gosh, man.
Dang it.
When he...
I did the whole tour, man. I did Disneyland. I did Knott's Berry Farm, and then the one which is Wally World. Now the name of it is escaping me.
When he is running in slow-mo, and they're playing Chariots of Fire.
Yes.
And he's wearing... It's funny, because my dad is a tall guy. And my dad in the 80s, I've got a lot of pictures of him wearing those, like, khaki shorts and dock sides without socks. Just like Chevy Chase.
Yeah,
like
the short, like, OP corduroys.
Yeah, like, it's like the dad
with
80s.
The loafers with the halfway up their knee, halfway up their leg socks.
Yeah, it's...
Totally.
It's
Griswold.
Totally. And when he's running, I have in my mind that it is my dad running towards Wally World. The open question of the last couple of minutes here in this hour. What is the legacy of John Hughes, the famous director, died unexpectedly at the end of last week? Why do his movies, like National Lampoon's Vacation, what about them has made them last so long? What about them has made them endure? Why is John Hughes' films so universally beloved? And I think it's all about
saying that the average or the unspectacular can be a hero, that everybody is special. And that's a different kind of but universal message in an age of the megastar and the superstar, the ultra-talented, the Michael Jordan, the Tiger Woods, the Michael Jackson, Madonna, Barack Obama, right? The super amazing, incredibly skilled star. That's the era we live in. And John Hughes's movies seem to say that actually the regular person is kind of special too. Give us a call, 303-713-7600. Weigh in, tell us why you think John Hughes's movies are so culturally important. Or maybe you don't think they're important, and tell us why you may think that. Let's go to Marilyn in Castle Rock. Marilyn, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David.
Hi there.
I have seen a number of his movies, mainly the high school-related ones. I'm 60 years old. I'm from a northwest suburb of the Chicago area.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these, I think, took place or were supposed to have taken place on the North Shore.
Right, absolutely. There were a lot of them were filmed there, that's for sure.
Yeah, and the one thing, you know, that hits for me is high school angst and how kids have to deal with it no matter where you are on the spectrum. But I think one of the most interesting things to me is the absence of minorities in the film.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wondered if minorities look at John Hughes' films the same way that we as or me as a white person.
I think that's a very good question, and I've wondered that myself. I mean, as I said at the top of the broadcast, if I have one problem with John Hughes, it's that there are rarely ever any minorities in the film. I mean, it's not a very diverse
right.
picture, and I'm not sure exactly why that is. It might just be latent ethnocentrism of the 80s era. People just, you know, maybe he was making movies at a time where people weren't really, unfortunately, not thinking about diversity.
Yeah. In my high school, our one diverse family was a Japanese family.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt kind of heated in a way, you know, that I wasn't exposed to different people, different cultures and things. But
I also think that it was a quandary, especially back in the 80s, and it remains a quandary today, and I'm actually writing about this in my upcoming book, which is that advertisers and the media corporate chieftains are primarily interested in satisfying the white audience. And that's both, I think, there's an economic calculus there, which basically says that the white audience is the audience that disproportionately has more of the money, which is economically true. And I'm not saying that's a good thing, but that is economically true. And so if the corporate masters who ultimately decide whether a movie gets made or not wants to primarily satisfy or first and foremost satisfy and entertain the white audience, you're going to get movies that are aimed towards the white audience. Now that, of course, creates a vicious cycle, right? You create movies that play mostly towards a white audience, and the entertainment industry then portrays America as not as diverse as it is, and the vicious cycle continues. And that is the one criticism I have of John Hughes's movies is that, and it's a good question. I wonder how minorities see John Hughes's movies, whether they see his movies as universal or not. I think that a lot of the messages in his movies are universal. I mean, I don't think I can't recall a John Hughes movie where you might say, well, that's, you know, that is a message that is only for white people. Although you could make the argument, and I think it's a fair argument, that his settings always tend to be at the higher end of the socioeconomic scale. Now, you know, I think he balanced that by heroizing a lot of people who came into that socioeconomic environment who were working class. And I think he balanced that, but I do think that his portrayal of, you know, quote unquote middle America was actually upper middle class America, and then the question is, well, was that his decision for a reason, or because you can make the argument that everything you see on TV or most things you see on TV present a world that is far wealthier than
the actual world that we live in. I mean, just as an example, right? Like Friends, the television show Friends. You know, they live in a beautiful apartment in Manhattan. None of them have jobs. You know, it's Seinfeld, right? I mean, George doesn't have a job, but he lives in a nice place in Manhattan. So that may just be a product of the entertainment industry. But I do agree with you. That is a fair criticism. And if folks are listening out there who are African-American or Latino or any minority, I'd be curious your thoughts on the legacy of John Hughes. Hey, Marilyn, thanks for the call. Thanks for bringing it up.
Sure. Bye.
848 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the death of John Hughes and his legacy. Why do you think John Hughes movies have remained so important in the American pop culture psyche? 303-713-7600. John Hughes died at age 59 unexpectedly at the end of last week. That's why we're doing this retrospective. Dwight in Englewood. Dwight, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, so you know, I'm glad that that last caller kind of led up to what I want to say, because I kind of wanted to do an extension off of that. I don't think that John Hughes coined the 80s. I think he just painted a picture of it. So the music that we saw, the socioeconomic classes of the Chicago area, the clothes, it just kind of paints a picture of the me generation. And I don't know where you went to high school, but I mean, even where I went to high school and where I grew up, it wasn't that, you know, far off of where he was, because he did such a good job at capturing that image there.
You said the me generation?
The me generation.
You think, I mean, I don't know if I agree with you on that. I mean, I don't know if I agree that the message of John Hughes' movies was about greed.
Don't get me wrong. That's not at all what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that he captured all elements.
Oh, I see. I see.
He had the New Ravers, and he had the jocks, and he had the stoners, and he had the preppies, and he put them all into, you know, a symbiotic relationship that fed off of each other. And I think that's what we saw in Pretty in Pink. I think we definitely saw that in Breakfast Club. So, again, like, he was an artist that painted a picture of that time, and I think you could see that in the clothes, in the movie, in the music, and in every aspect of the film. Don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a very good point, which is that a lot of his movies on socioeconomic class issues certainly brought together the contrast. That was one of the fulcrums, right? The themes in his movie, one of the major fulcrum points was the clash between socioeconomic classes. And what was fascinating about it is that the clash tended to happen in a much more realistic way than you might read about in an academic journal. By that I mean, you know, when you read economic reports, right, or you read an academic study about inequality, it's very much like there are two Americas or three Americas, and there certainly are. But the way that they interact is often at a much more mundane level. You know, the interaction between the wealthy side of the family and Uncle Buck, right? It's much more mundane. There's much more, it's much more human. And I think that's what Hughes, in that sense, articulated. And I think why his movies continue to be hilarious and continue to be, relevant. That's why they continue to be relevant. Great point. Thanks for the call, Dwight.
Hey, I just wanted to sign a sidebar real quick.
Yeah, sure.
Sexual Perversity in Chicago. That was the play that was turned into about last night. So.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Thanks for letting us know.
Take care.
All right, man. Take care. 8:51 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about John Hughes, the famous director, died at the end of last week, talking about his legacy. Why do you think John Hughes movies are so relevant today? Why do they survive? Why does everybody know a John Hughes movie? Ferris Bueller's Day Off, The Breakfast Club, Weird Science, 16 Candles, The National Lampoon series. What about them has made them so powerful? 303-713-7600. We'll get back to your calls. Pat, Steve, and Rick, hang on. We'll get to your calls. We got a couple open lines. But first, a traffic update with John Turk.
Just before I get to traffic, Dave, FYI, Magic Mountain is the name of that amusement park in California.
I knew that.
California.
Yeah. You went to Magic Mountain?
Yes, I did. We did one trip. We did all three. We did Magic Mountain, Knott's Berry Farm, and Disneyland.
So it's safe to say it wasn't closed.
It wasn't
closed.
No, I didn't have to know. My dad didn't punch a moose in the face. But I tell you what, right when we got there, about a week earlier or 2 weeks earlier, a girl had died on one of the rides there.
Oh.
One of the gravity droppers, I guess. This is why they tell you if you have long hair to keep it tied
mm-hmm.
up. Her hair got tied up in one of those things and it ripped her face off.
Remember who played the security guard? In National Lampoon's?
John Candy.
That's exactly
right.
Right.
He was awesome.
He's a John Hughes favorite.
All right, to traffic. Westbound 76, a little sluggish due to an earlier accident. Westbound side from around Highway 6 all the way to 270. Southbound 25 also sluggish. First and North Glen, again, closer to downtown after I-70. Other jams, westbound Turnpike, Sheridan to Wadsworth. And on southbound 225 and Aurora Park Road down to 25. Still one crash out there. It's a rollover near Conifer on 285 at Jubilee Trail. I see Daryl Lubas here, so he's not involved in that one. That's a good thing. Your forecast today, partly sunny, isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s right now, 65 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The best used car prices are just a click away at cheaperusedautos.com. Over 500 vehicles, all makes and models. Cheaperusedautos.com. Fast, easy financing, and always the lowest prices. Shop cheaperusedautos.com.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then I pass the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I pass the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line created by our national development team.
Spread across three time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them, and they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
I don't know why they call this stuff hamburger helper. It does just fine by itself, huh?
Love that. That's Randy Quaid in National Lampoon's Vacation. what was it, Uncle Eddie? Eddie?
Yeah, real Eddie. Tomato ketchup Eddie?
Yeah, right, exactly. We're talking about John Hughes, the famous director, died tragically at the end of last week. We're talking about his legacy, what you think, why you think his movies are so, remain so powerful in the American psyche. Steve and Mead. Steve, you're on AM 760.
Oh, thanks for taking the call, guys. Great job. Interesting topic, especially for a Monday. I grew up in Chicago, so, and I'm 45, so all of those movies had a special, you know, relevance and formation of who I am. I just wanted to say that I believe that one of the really important things about John Hughes is, you know, David, you focus on the mundane. It's a tool that he uses, I believe. He uses that mundane to break down all these strong characters. He creates these strong characters who take pride in who they are in their individual nature, but then he breaks them down through the mundane, and then he teaches us through his movies that the real value of life and humanity is the interaction and looking past those superficial, you know, the gossip and all that stuff.
That is such a good point. That is such a good point, man.
It's about hope. It's about we control our destiny.
That's such a good point, is that he's taking the archetypes and breaking them down. All right, more about this after the break.
This is a public announcement for consumers who are overwhelmed with state and federal tax debt. If you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay, you can now receive a no-risk tax review and get powerful information on how you may be able to settle your delinquent taxes for a fraction of what you owe. Get a no-risk tax review from Tax Helpline. This is a service to the public offered by the Tax Helpline. The call is free. The information is powerful. If you have over $10,000 of back taxes and have been hit with an IRS bank levy, wage garnishment, tax lien, excessive penalties, or afraid any of these may happen, call the Tax Helpline now. The Tax Helpline's enrolled agents are ex-IRS employees with over 40 years of experience negotiating rock-bottom settlements and affordable payment plans. Call the Tax Helpline immediately. 866-796-9943. 866-796-9943. Call for your no-risk tax review. 866-796-9943. 866-796-9943. The Tax Helpline is not a government agency.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. A week before the suburban Pittsburgh Health Club shootings, it turns out police had a line on the gunman, George Sedini, after an incident on a bus.
He pulled out what looked like to be a grenade out of his bag and started, you know, just playing with it.
Jim Ritchie with the Allegheny County Port Authority. Sedini was later questioned, searched, and let go.
Unfortunately, we just couldn't get that positive identification to do something about.
Three women were killed in the health club shootings. Sedini killed himself. Investigators say they want to make sure what happened in the air over the Hudson River over the weekend doesn't happen again.
We know that they were handing off the aircraft from Teterboro to Newark at the time of the collision, and we're looking at all of these issues.
NTSB Chair Debbie Herzman on the CBS Early Show, recovery crews are intensifying their search for two bodies still unrecovered from the plane-helicopter collision that killed nine. They found the helicopter over the weekend. The search is still on for the plane. President Obama is holding key meetings with Mexican and Canadian leaders. Let's check in live with CBS's Peter Mayer. He's in Guadalajara, Mexico.
And Steve, the so-called Three Amigos Summit is underway right now as the president and the neighboring leaders meet at a big table in an ornate cultural center. They're mapping plans to deal with the expected upsurge in swine flu this fall, also reviewing the economic health of all three countries. Trade is closely linked to the economic downturn, so that's a big issue, too. They'll hold a news conference about 90 minutes from now, Steve.
Tamiflu has been given to young and old to treat the swine flu, but a British researcher is raising questions about its effectiveness in children.
Our research is finding that for most children, these antiviral drugs are probably not going to have a very big effect.
Dr. Matthew Thompson says Tamiflu and other drugs like it may only shorten the duration of the flu by a day, but it could raise the risk of side effects like dehydration. GM, meet eBay, a new alliance between the struggling automaker and popular auction site.
This is a way to reach out to younger buyers who spend a lot of time on eBay. IHS Global Insight analyst Aaron Bragman says online browsing is great, but most people still want to drive a car before they decide whether or not to buy it.
I think it's going to be rare, the person that knows exactly what they want and then goes on and buys it like that.
eBay says if there's enough interest, they'll bring in other auto companies and expand the program nationwide. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
For now, GM dealers in California will get the program started. The U.S. commander in Afghanistan warns the Taliban has the upper hand and American casualty levels might not go down for months. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland.
The casualty figures will go up as we conduct more and more operations at times in regions that U.S. and NATO forces have not gone into in a long, long time.
In Iraq, at least 45 people died in a string of bombings in Baghdad and in the northern part of the country as well. Wall Street, the Dow's down 6. This is CBS News.
It's the medicine your mom gave you as a kid. The medicine you trusted when you were pregnant. And for many, it's what you rely on to ease arthritis pain. Tylenol has been trusted for over 50 years. And while store brands make pills that look just like Tylenol, it's important to know they're not made by Tylenol. The only way to get the brand you've trusted your whole life, the brand doctors recommend most, is to buy the brand doctors recommend most. Feel better. Tylenol. Use only as directed.
The guarantee. It comes with the Midas Secure Stop Brake Service. Right now, we'll install new brake pads or shoes for just $99.99 per axle. And guarantee them for as long as you own your car. The Midas Secure Stop Brake Service. Just $99.99 per axle. Midas. We're on this road together.
Additional parts and labor extra shop fees may apply. See manager for guarantee terms. Most vehicles limited time offer at participating Midas.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. We won't know today who will own Frontier Airlines, but qualified bids have to be in by 10 this morning. If there's one from Southwest to compete against Republic Airways, the auction process begins tomorrow. Metro State students studying to be detectives will jump on real cold case murders as part of their training. It's a national consortium of criminal justice honors clubs that's hoping fresh sets of eyes will see clues in cold cases that have been overlooked. The Denver Post reports the first Colorado case they'll look into may be that of JonBenet Ramsey. And the Division of Wildlife was busy with a mountain lion yesterday, not in the high country, but at a home in Aurora, east of E-470. An Aurora man managed to shut the cougar inside his storage shed. Wildlife officials took the cat to the mountains. Sports, Rockies over the Cubs 11-5. The final game of that series is tonight at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where I-25, busy right around Alameda, but no significant delays. There's also some leftover slowing on 76, as well as northbound 225 coming up on Iliff. Semi-experiencing problems in the tech center. This is I-25 on the ramp at Arapahoe. Hopefully he won't cause too many slowdowns. And there's a rolled-over SUV in the foothills. This one occurred on 285 right around Jubilee. Should be out of the way shortly. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Enjoy a less stressful commute today with help from Rider Rangers. Call 303-458-POOL.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
TLC's John and Kate Plus 8 has returned to TV screens. This time, though, we're following John and Kate after announcing they would separate. What does this mean for fans of the show? Well, they will get to see Kate pitching a tent for the kids, and John getting to grips with single life in the kitchen. But no word yet on whether the show will include any of John's new romantic interests.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one and only
entertaining movie director Ridley Scott is returning to the Alien franchise. His original creation back in 1979 spawned a slew of sequels, including James Cameron's Aliens and David Fincher's Alien 3. But Scott is returning to make a prequel. The question on the tip of everyone's tongue is whether or not Sigourney Weaver's Ripley character will be returning too. Once upon a time, there was this kid who had a body hair problem, discovered he was a werewolf, and that he had some pretty cool basketball skills. Yep, it's 1985, and Teen Wolf is the movie sensation of the year. Wish you could go back and do it all over again? You can't. Warner Brothers Pictures reportedly have begun the development of a Teen Wolf remake. Rock is leading the way at this year's Emmys. The Tina Fey comedy, which is set behind the scenes of a fictional TV show, has been nominated for a whopping 22 awards, beating off competition from shows including The Office, Family Guy, Mad Men, and Flight of the Conchords. The ceremony will take place in L.A. on September 20th.
When it comes to operating systems for your computer, you don't really have many options. After Windows, Linux, and Mac OS X, you'll struggle to think of any more. Thankfully, the guys at Google want to add one more to the list, Chrome. Based on their 9-month-old web browser of the same name, Chrome will initially be created for low-cost netbooks and will be created with the help of the open-source programming community. Just as you were starting to get to grips with 3G speeds on your cellular device, Verizon announced that it will trial its 4G network later this year. What does this mean for you? Well, nothing, unless you live in either Seattle or Boston, as those cities have been chosen as the first cities to get to try the new network. Long term, the company announced that they plan to launch in up to 30 markets next year.
Is actually directors and people who make movies tend to make movies about subjects they're familiar with or they're comfortable with, unless they're contracted to do something. So I really don't see a problem with his movies and the way he did them. That's because he's probably grew up in that type of environment. He's used to it. I mean, I could take a perfect example of look at Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing.
Right.
It was a cultural film. It was a clash film. It had to do with two cultures coming together in one area, and it was basically it was kind of the same idea, but he looked at it from a different perspective. He looked at it from a black perspective, from New York City, Brooklyn perspective.
Yeah, and that raises a really important point, which is I struggle with this as a writer, which is you're right. You tend to write. And creative people tend to create the best material based off their own life experience. And if for better or for worse, your life experience has been one that hasn't been diverse, how inauthentic are you going to seem if you by trying to paint a picture that you yourself are not familiar with? Now, maybe the answer is, well, you should become better familiar with it. And just because you might have grown up in a homogenous situation doesn't mean you have to project that homogeneity into your work or make your work all about that homogeneity. So I struggle with this all the time when I'm writing, and it's a careful balance. And I don't think John Hughes growing up in Chicago in a homogenous situation necessarily absolves him from producing movies that were mainly almost completely white. But I do think you can judge his movies on different levels, right? I mean, you can take his movies and say, all right, look, as a matter of diversity, his movies are really part of the bigger problem of the 80s in a lack of diversity in our pop culture. When you take his movies and you look at them from a class perspective, you can say, well, you know, his movies did some pretty subversively groundbreaking stuff in the sense of packaging a pretty powerful progressive class message in the argot of entertainment and comedy, and that's not easy to do. And then you can take his movies and look at them in terms of a perspective of 80s celebrity culture and megastar culture, and looking at it and saying, you know, he did a pretty good job of breaking the mold in terms of heroizing the mundane, heroizing the regular guy. And that, again, that's not something that's really easy to do. I think you got to look at these things on all different levels. And Rick, I think you make a good point that to a lot of people, I'm sure the fact that his movies didn't project a picture of the kind of diversity that exists in America probably turned some people off to his movies, or at least made them not interested in his movies.
Yeah, it was more like not interested because it didn't see anything that related to what I know, the type of world I've grown up in. So I just migrated to other movies, anything else that seemed to fit the mold I moved into.
Right.
But I'm not speaking for everybody now. This is a personal experience.
Yeah, no, and it's valid. It's valid. I mean, we tend to go see movies that are more relevant to our lives, and I think it's a valid point. Hey, man, thanks for the call, and good luck with school.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Rick in Greeley. Rick, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I wanted to touch on the John Hughes thing, and you mentioned something that I was going to bring up too, but the idea, the main characters, like the hero figures in most of his films are, in my opinion, almost countercultural to the way we're first introduced to them. You know, you look at, like, Weird Science as a perfect example. You know, you've got Anthony Michael Hall and Ian Mitchell Smith are, like, these just two computer dork kids. And but by the end of the movie, you know, they're the guys we're rooting for. We really are, you know, we want them to succeed in everything that they're doing. The Breakfast Club, you know, Anthony Michael Hall's character. You know, all of the main characters typically are that, you know, when you first look at them, they are, you stereotype them. You know, you put them in a class of whatever, you know, you see them as. But, you know, as you get to know them, it becomes aware that, you know, yeah, that's who we're rooting for. And I think the great thing about his film is when, within the movie, when the characters realize that, when they realize, hey, you know what, I'm doing something, you know, kind of different to what I would be stereotyped
as. That's a very good point, that the characters themselves, in the process of these movies, they become more confident and they become more, not cocky, but they feel good about what they're doing. And
right.
it's that growth, right? It's that
exactly.
Growth through the movie that sort of is a metaphor for the idealized and often the very real thing that we all go through,
exactly.
Or a lot of us go through when we grow up.
And I think it's interesting because, you know, lots of great stories, whether it's films or literature or whatever, you know, the hero character is typically flawed in some way. You know, you have, you know, he's a great cop, but he's an alcoholic, or he's, you know, something like that. That's kind of a standard thing. But in Hughes's films, it's something different than that. But it, you know what I mean? It's like he's a smart person, but he's a nerd, or he's a tough guy, but he's, you know what I mean? It's really interesting that he kind of turned it on its side a little bit in terms of how the characters are presented. But yeah, I definitely think once the characters in the films themselves understand what they are and what they are doing, that's probably what set Hughes's films apart from any of the other teenage romp comedies of that decade.
You're absolutely right. I couldn't agree more. Hey, man, thanks for the call. Great point.
Thank you very much.
All right. Pat in Denver. Pat, you're on AM 760.
David, thank you so much for this wonderful topic. I just want to refer you quickly here to there was an editorial in the New York Times Saturday entitled John and John, written by Lawrence Downs, and it refers to it's just John Hughes just touched me personally. I just want to, since I grew up in the Chicago area, I think I know, I can answer a few of the questions that people are wondering about. Concerning the race thing, since I went to Chicago, I mean, I went to a suburban high school in Chicago. There were three black students, and they were all jocks. John Hughes grew up in Northbrook.
Mm-hmm.
They have one African-American in Northbrook that I knew of, and that was Michael Jordan. It's totally segregated as far as I know. I'm from the south side of Chicago, and...
Well, that's the question. I mean,
to this day, Chicago has one integrated neighborhood.
Right. It's a very, very segregated city. And so the question is, you know.
He wrote about what he knew about.
Right. However, he did write about what he knew about, but he was projecting in a medium that wasn't just for white America. Now, I don't want to turn this into a rag session on John Hughes because I'm a huge fan. But I do think that it's not, you can't say it's illegitimate for people of color to say, you know, I had trouble relating to his movies because they weren't really about anything that related to my life experience. I mean, I can see people making that argument. I can also see the argument that, look, the guy did write what he knew, and I would bet dollars to donuts that the Hollywood industry was more than happy with him producing movies that were about the white suburban experience. That is, unfortunately, the target audience of Hollywood. And I say unfortunately not because I don't think there should be entertainment geared to that community. I only say unfortunately because I don't think there should be entertainment. I don't think our entire entertainment industry has to so exclusively target entertainment to that audience, to almost exclusively to that audience. And that's certainly what the 80s has done. I mean, we've gotten better as a culture, I think. I mean, I certainly think that we've advanced as a culture, and Hollywood has advanced as an industry.
Can I mention one thing I think is really important?
Sure.
This may sound very anecdotal. You know, Hughes, I talked to a guy once. Hughes used to write his scripts at a diner, like a truck stop in Chicago. And somebody I ran into said that. He used to sit at a table at 5 in the morning. And he wrote about, you know, not upper crust people all the time. He wanted to see them and write face to face. But this is important. This editorial is titled John and John.
I will make sure to check it out. In fact, I have it pulled up right on my computer right here. I'm probably, you never know how the week goes, but I'm probably going to write my newspaper column this week on John Hughes, and I'll make sure to read that. Thanks for pointing it out, and great call, man.
Here, can I just say this one thing?
Sure.
I met a college girl in Boulder who worked at a supermarket in like a Safeway in Malibu, and I said, "Well, don't movie stars come live there and come in?" And she said, "Oh, all the time." And I said, "Well, give me an example." Well, Madonna was one of them. But I said, "Who was the nicest celebrity you've met?" She said, "Easiest question in the world, John Candy."
Oh, I'm sure.
He says, not only was he nice, his whole family used to come and visit him from Canada. And she said he was unbelievably shy. She would have to.
That's interesting you said that, because I have a friend of mine who met him on the L in Chicago. When I went to Northwestern, so I have a lot of friends from Chicago.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I had a couple of friends a friend who had met him on the L and said he was very shy, very nice, invited the guy out. When the guy went up to him, I mean, I guess he somehow got into a conversation with him, and he invited him out to, John Candy was meeting friends for beers. He invited him out, and John Candy, who really made some of his best movies with John Hughes. Yeah, John Candy is so iconic, and what, you know, when he died, it was such a huge loss. And he played it perfectly, that role of the guy who's a little awkward, who's, you know, doesn't have a lot going for him, who matures through a lot of these movies and is really somebody who, you know, is the definition of, he knew how to play the definition of a lovable character. Hey, Pat, I got to take a break. Thanks for the call, man.
Okay, thank you.
All right. 9:20 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We're talking about the death of John Hughes, one of the great directors in Hollywood, had such a huge impact on a whole generation. He died tragically at the end of last week of a heart attack at age 59. After the break, we're going to try to track down my buddy Adam Goldberg, who is a writer in Hollywood. He's written movies like Fanboys. He's got a new children's movie out. He wrote for the television show Still Standing. He's a longtime friend of mine, and we're going to ask him the legacy of John Hughes in filmmaking and writing today. Adam, my friend, writes movies for kids, teens, that kind of thing. And Fanboys was a movie about kids tracking down their Star Wars dreams. So Adam's right in that John Hughes dojo, if you will. So we'll talk to him after the break, so stick around for that. First, let's get a traffic update, with John Turk.
Dave, traffic is pretty non-existent right now. Early clearing for us in the Monday morning commute. The only spot I'm seeing some slower speeds right now, southbound I-25, I-70 past Spear Boulevard. Northbounders, no problems heading into downtown. Even in the 50s and 60s in Aurora, in between I-70 and the Tech Center on 225, just about a 15-minute trip in between those two stretches. Also, no problem on C-470 in Highlands Ranch and Littleton. Things in the 60s on C-470. Your forecast today, partly sunny. Chance for isolated thunderstorms, including severe weather late this afternoon. Look for a high around 83. Your current downtown temperature is 66 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Enjoy a beautiful drive up the canyon to the Rockies' most exciting canyon.
Traveling for summer vacation? U.S. Airport parking makes it easy. No driving in circles looking for a spot. They guide you to an open space. Their bus takes you from your car to curbside check-in. And if you need a hand with your bags, drivers are glad to help. U.S. Airport parking. Tower Road, just north of Pena. It's so easy. Right now, AM 760 listeners get an easy discount coupon. Maximize your streaming player and click this ad to save at U.S. Airport parking.
Attention Boulder County residents. How would you like to go solar now with no money down and one low annual payment? Take advantage of the Climate Smart Loan Program to go solar now. Learn how Wednesday, August 12th, 7 p.m. at the Erie Community Center. Did you know that rebates and tax incentives can reduce the cost of a solar power system by up to 60%? You could save as much as $40,000. Join Independent Power Systems August 12th, 7 p.m. at the Erie Community Center to learn how to take advantage of these discounts and how to go solar now with no down and no interest. Save up to $1,000 more just by attending this Climate Smart event Wednesday, August 12th, 7 p.m. at the Erie Community Center. Go to solarips.com/climatesmart to RSVP today, or call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115, or go to solarips.com. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Gateway Park Fun Center, Boulder's destination for miniature golf, for go-karts, for the driving range, for batting cages, for birthday parties and group outings.
Make a wish, honey.
Swing by Gateway Park Fun Center. Open daily at 10 a.m. at 4800 North 28th Street. Boulder's destination for summer family fun.
For relief.
We didn't do our homework. They weren't attorneys, and we pretty much got scammed.
Then they turned to a trusted friend.
Our business attorney recommended Nationwide Tax Relief. They were awesome.
The attorneys at Nationwide Tax Relief saved their restaurant.
They ended up saving us between 40 and 50% up on our tax debt. It was a miracle for us because we could keep the business open.
If you owe the IRS or state more than $20,000, call the attorneys at Nationwide Tax Relief. 1-800-947-0828.
We're so married, thank goodness, and my husband and I are happy clients of Nationwide Tax Relief.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief now. 800-947-0828. 800-947-0828.
The Sportos, the Motorheads, Geeks, Sluts, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies, Dickheads, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
That was from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. We're doing our John Hughes retrospective. The director passed away at age 59, tragically, at the end of last week. And on the line we have my longtime buddy, Adam Goldberg. We've known each other since what? Like seventh grade?
Yeah. Eighth grade, around there.
Yeah, exactly.
So, only been 5 years, I guess.
Right. Adam is a writer in Hollywood. He's got a new movie out that he just wrote called Aliens in the Attic. He wrote Fanboys, which is sort of like a Stand By Me-ish kind of movie about kids and their quest to basically break into George Lucas's house and live their Star Wars fantasies. Also was a writer on the sitcom Still Standing. And I asked Adam to come on to because we're talking about John Hughes, and you write things that are kind of in the loosely defined John Hughes genre, at least in terms of the age demographic that your movies and your television shows are about. Why do you think he had such an impact in the American psyche? I mean, why do his movies why are they such cult classics? Why do people still remember them so well? I mean, you can go up to almost anybody and mention The Breakfast Club or mention 16 Candles, and they'll know what you're talking about and probably give you a one-liner. I mean, what is that all about? What sticks so much about him?
I mean, I think it's that for the time they felt so real. I don't think anyone is really... I mean, the only one I could think of, like, a contemporary movie is Mean Girls. I think they were really funny. The characters were great, and they also felt real. They, you know, even Weird Science, in a way, felt grounded in reality. I think that's why. I think And the other thing is just this unparalleled kind of run of like 8 or 9 movies in a row that each one is just better than the last. There's two things I want to talk about, Dave. One is I was reading this thing online recently. This was before John Hughes died, and there's an article that said actually in Ferris Bueller, which is my two favorite movies of his are Weird Science and Ferris Bueller, that Ferris Bueller actually doesn't exist, which I think was a very interesting article that that there's a good chance John Hughes actually imagines Ferris, like it's actually Cameron's movie. And Ferris Bueller is only in his imagination, kind of the guy he wants to be.
No way.
Yeah, so I just thought that was really interesting.
Where did you read that?
It's on my favorite movie website, Cinematical.
You got to email that to me, and I'll post it on the show's website here. You got to email that to me.
It's such an interesting idea, and it kind of I rewatched it after I read it, and it really it's kind of like Fight Club.
Ferris is Cameron's imaginary friend.
Yeah.
That's really interesting to watch it that way.
So that was fascinating. The other thing is just being out in L.A. and, everything now, when you're doing a movie, there has to be a title, kind of a built-in awareness. Now that John Hughes died, I'm sure there's going to be remakes. So I think it's interesting to think, well, what movie of his could you remake? Could you remake any? I mean, I don't think anyone would ever try to make The Breakfast Club again. For me, about 4 years ago, Universal... I was involved in the Revenge of the Nerds remake.
Right.
While I was doing that, they came to me about Weird Science. And there were two writers who tried to crack at it, I think that's the only one for me that you might be able to remake. I know the movie commercially didn't do that well.
You could remake Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, but it's so good as it stands that why would you do it?
Make that movie. Every line in that movie is amazing.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you about remakes in general, because I've always wondered this. It seems to me that, the movies that should be remade, that are worthy of being remade, are those whose concepts were funny, but maybe the execution wasn't so great. And
exactly.
Or movies where it's like they've become somehow outdated and you can update them.
For me, exactly. Weird Science with everything with the online games and the avatars. And the special effects, I feel like there is a way to redo Weird Science. The movie, to me, it's my favorite movie of his. It's almost kind of, it would never be the same to remake it. I don't think you could ever have another Anthony Michael Hall.
And of course, the unsung hero is Bill Paxton.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, as Chet.
And it's interesting, I did a movie with a friend called Night of the Living Dorks, which was a John Hughes throwback movie. We literally pitched it as John Hughes with zombies. So it's about these dorks who get bitten by, they're kind of half zombies. So they get bitten by zombies and they use their newfound zombie powers to create the ultimate clique in high school. And then the zombie thing gets out and the whole town gets overtaken by zombies and they have to fix the problem they created. But we literally, sold that movie just on, every executive loves John Hughes, and we're like, we want to do a John Hughes old school movie with zombies. It's kind of going to be like Teen Wolf meets, Breakfast Club.
So is it fair to say, and we're talking to Adam Goldberg, he's a good friend of mine, he's now a Hollywood writer, he's got a new movie out called Aliens in the Attic, he wrote Fanboys, he was a writer on the sitcom Still Standing. I mean, you mentioned that Hollywood executives really are still interested in John Hughes. I mean, is he? Because what's strange is that he sort of fell off the map, and he still exists as an icon in Hollywood.
I mean, most of the executives now I find are kind of in their late 20s to mid 30s. So these are people who all grew up on. That's why we're redoing G.I. Joe and Transformers. It's all the executives. These are the things we grew up on. So for John Hughes, it's like everyone's looking for the next John Hughes movie. And you say like he fell off the map. I mean, that's the thing I'm so interested about him as a person. It's like he was still writing up until he died under an assumed name. Edmond Dantes, who's from Count of Monte Cristo, who is like, that was his pen name. So he wrote like Home Alone 3 and 4, I think, and he wrote Beethoven 5 probably.
That's right.
I mean, he was still writing. I just am so fascinated about how do you go from starting out writing Mr. Mom to then, like, move on to, you know, Vacation and Planes, Trains, Automobiles and all the high school movies to then, like, and doing Home Alone, which probably is one of the best kind of kid adventure movies ever written and made and directed.
Right.
And then how do you go from that to, like, you know, writing Flubber?
Yeah, I don't really, I don't understand that. And what's really bizarre to me is that, like, here's a guy who you could, I think you could make the argument, and maybe you disagree, I think you could make the argument that John Hughes had as big a cultural impact on a generation as Steven Spielberg.
Sure.
And absolutely. Yet John Hughes passes away, and it's not, it's like, if Steven Spielberg passed away, God forbid, it would be right. like the biggest story ever. It would be huge. It would be like giant.
The difference, though, the difference is that John Hughes' movies spoke to a different audience than Spielberg. I mean, Spielberg's movies were kind of event movies that were four quadrant. Everyone would go see them. You know, my parents took me to see E.T. We both
right.
appreciated it on a different level. John Hughes' movies spoke to teenagers.
Right.
You know, so it is a smaller, it kind of reached a smaller group. I mean, he branched out and did Planes, Trains, Automobiles, The Great Outdoors.
I know. And
and then got into Curly Sue and Dutch, which were more family movies. So it's like they just spoke to a different audience. So
and I think what's interesting about it is that you're right. They spoke to a smaller audience, but because they spoke to an audience that was, as you said, teenagers. Teenagers are sort of in their formative, their the things that impact you when you're 15 or 16 tend to stay with you throughout your life more than something that may impact you in a similar way in when you're 25, just because it's that formative part of your life.
Right.
And now all of these people who were impacted, this whole generation that was impacted when they were teens, well, now they're like, you know, in their 30s, 40s, et cetera, et cetera. They're the ones who are sort of at the making the cultural decisions, right? The executives
right.
who are making the decisions. So
right.
I think that's probably part of why he remains such a powerful figure. Adam, hey, thanks for taking the time this morning, man. It's
no
great
problem.
To talk to you.
I appreciate it.
All right, man. Say hi to Sarah for me.
And figure out which movie you want to remake, and we'll go pitch it to the studio together.
All right, man. I'll give you a call later. See ya.
Bye.
That was my friend Adam Goldberg. His new movie is Aliens in the Attic. It's a kid's movie, and he made Fanboys, and he was a sitcom writer for Still Standing. And he's been one of my best friends, known him since eighth grade. We used to make movies with his home movie camera. I still have old movies that we made.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's funny to know somebody when they first started the thing that they then became their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he and I used to make movies with a home camera, and now he's, like, writing pretty major Hollywood pictures. It's pretty cool.
I didn't realize that Mr. Mom was a Hughes film.
Oh, yeah. And that's like...
Classic,
that is
dude.
Such
classic.
A classic movie.
As a father, man, I relate to that film every time my wife leaves the house.
Yeah, I'm sure. It is so classic. You're going the wrong way.
And who... Terry Garr's...
Terry Garr.
Who's her boss?
Martin Mull.
God, he's such
on
a
her
jerk,
though.
Man. Just like the slimy dude that you worry about your wife working with, you know?
Totally.
I mean, that
totally.
Movie is just so classic.
It is. 9:35 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll open back up the phones. 303-713-7600. The death of John Hughes, the great Hollywood director. He died at age 59 at the end of last week. And so we've asked the open question, why do you think his movies were so powerful? The Breakfast Club, Uncle Buck, National Lampoon's Vacation, Mr. Mom. What about them makes them so powerful and makes them so relevant? Why do they stick around today? Why can almost everybody quote something from a John Hughes movie? And what's your favorite John Hughes movie? 303-713-7600. We got open lines. Again, 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, traffic's pretty good for us now, Dave. Looks like the morning rush is over. Things in the 50s and 60s on most of the major highways around town. Only spot where I see some heavier volumes right now, southbound side of 25. Once you get past that I-70 curve, going to last till Spear Boulevard, then going to break loose. We do see some construction being set up for the day, various single-lane closures either direction of I-76 at 96th Avenue. Got some concrete paving there on 96th. Also on Colfax out on the west end between Kipling and Sheridan has some single-lane closures there as well as they're doing some rotomilling and paving. Your forecast today, partly sunny, isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 80s. Right now, 66 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Call Calling all athletes, NextCare Urgent Care is currently offering sports physicals for only $30. Call 1-800-NEXTCARE or visit NextCare.com for more information on NextCare's physicals and new allergy remedy, a painless and quick allergy test and treatment service. Multiple locations available. What next? NextCare.
Ed Schultz is coming to Boulder with a tour for change.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you follow your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Supplies are limited, so call right away. You'll also get the secrets on how to own gold in your retirement account. Call now, 800-610-4790. 800-610-4790.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD. With such a great annual return of 2% APY, people think there's a catch. But no, no catch, no teaser rate, no limited time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese. No hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or doublespeak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC.
That's from the prom scene in 16 Candles. Oingo Boingo. Classic.
Girls' underpants.
Underpants. Girls' underpants. We're talking about the death of John Hughes, the great Hollywood director. Why do you think his movies remain so powerful and so seared into the American psyche? And what is your favorite John Hughes movie? What do you think they say? What do you think the underlying message of John Hughes' movies are? 303-713-7600. Jay in Denver. Jay, you're on AM760.
Morning.
Morning.
I want to thank you, too, for just taking a light subject. We appreciate it.
Sure.
Gosh, you name it. They all resonate with me. We watched The Breakfast Club. When it went to the Dollar Theater, we went back. We saw it 12 times. And we just couldn't get enough of that. But Vacation is the one that really just, my dad was Clark.
I think that's what I'm saying. I think, like, everybody's dad was Clark.
Yeah, we went on a two-week vacation every year. Took the motorhome out. He was flirting with the girls in the cars next door. We were those kids who made out with our cousins. I know. Sad, but true. That whole thing resonates with me and my family. That is like the cult classic of my family.
Yeah, the American family road trip is so quintessentially American. And,
oh, yeah.
And whether it's the father or the mother or the uncle or the aunt, there's always somebody on that road trip who takes it upon themselves to be the Clark, to commandeer the whole trip. I mean, I actually have Clark Griswold tendencies myself, which is to say that anything that requires planning for fun, I sometimes tend to take it way too seriously. And I think one of the lessons of Clark is don't take the fun out of the fun by over planning too much.
Right.
You know, I mean, that was Clark's whole thing, is everything had to be planned down to the minute. And then when things fell apart, you know, when things went off plan, he couldn't adjust. And what's so endearing about that movie is that he is a lovable character because his desire to make things fun is out of his love for his family.
Oh yeah.
But it goes way too far. It just goes way, way, way too far. And
that's what makes it so resonating.
Exactly. Because everybody's got a member of their family or a friend who just takes things way too far.
Absolutely.
That's why they're universal. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
You bet, man.
All right. Will in Broomfield. Will, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Basically, I was a teenager when John Hughes' film started coming out, and I felt like they spoke to me, and I think he tapped into what it was like. I mean, I'm Gen X. I'm Generation X, and Generation Xers are—they're born and raised skeptics. You know, people talk about how great the good old days were, and we go, "Well, they weren't so great for us." And thinking about comparing the Breakfast Club, for example, with the quintessential rumor type movie like The Big Chill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's complaining, "Oh, they had all these high ideas, and they came crashing down." And
right.
Older and more mature. Hell, we grew up with those, you know, with those skepticism. You know, we remember watching Vietnam fall and Watergate when we were little bitty kids, and so we've got a healthy dose of reality hitting us from a very early age. And look at The Breakfast Club. That's reality. Everybody's
right.
Suffering. Everybody's going through stuff. Everybody's parents are messed up.
And you know, what's interesting is that I think one of the reasons why a movie, particularly like The Breakfast Club, endures is because it really is universal. Now, how do we know that it's universal? Well, when I think of the Breakfast Club, I also think of Dazed and Confused, right? Which is about the 70s, and there's a very similar thing going on there, right? It's like nerds and jocks and a very if not ethnically diverse crowd. It's a very
socially
diverse crowd, and the final scene of Dazed and Confused, right? The quarterback, the coveted quarterback, is basically tells the coach, you know, flips off the coach and says, "I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to live life the way I want. I'm not going to play by your conventions." And that's basically the end of The Breakfast Club, where you hear Anthony Michael Hall's letter to the principal saying, we may not be the perfect mold of what you want in a student, but you know, that's okay. And if you can make a movie like Richard Linklater did about the 70s, Dazed and Confused, that's basically the same kind of thing as John Hughes made about the 80s, it really suggests that those themes really transcend any given age. As my friend Adam Goldberg said before the break, and he's the writer in Hollywood, he said, you know, it's hard to remake a John Hughes movie because, sure, you can update the clothing and you can update the lingo, but what are you going to say that John Hughes's, that the original movies don't already say almost perfectly?
Yeah. And like I said, he said it in a way that let those of us of that generation, or teenagers of that generation, know we weren't alone in feeling that way, and it happened much, much earlier for us than I think people realize. I mean, I watched Weird Science on TV last night, and it is all about being uncomfortable in high school.
Yeah, and I think
I think
what was so powerful about them on top of that was that the 80s was a time where it was the age of the blockbuster and of the megastar, and it was an era that was a lot about conformity, I think, right? I mean, you had it was kind of like the 50s in that respect, that the 50s was about conformity, the 60s was about rebelling, 60s and 70s really were about rebelling, and the 80s was a lot about conformity. And these were movies that said, you know, in their own way, and this is why they were brilliant, because they said, you know, conformity doesn't have to rule the day, but they said it in a way that spoke the language of the 80s at a time when it was difficult to say those kinds of things. Hey, thanks for the call. Great call, man. 9:46 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin. We're talking about John Hughes, the death of the great director. He died at age 59, tragically, last week. Why do you think his movies endure? What's so powerful about John Hughes's movies? Why are they still burned into the American psyche? I would say that he's as impactful a director on the American psyche as Steven Spielberg. Why? That's the question, though. Why? 303-713-7600. Brian in Brighton. Brian, you're on AM760.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, when you're talking about movies like The Breakfast Club, really I think it comes down to the fact that it clicks in no matter what age anybody goes through high school. There always is those cliques, and there's always the groups, the would-be's and the have-nots and the losers and the ones who are just kind of out there in space. And, the princess, and they really kind of fall into that, and I'm not sure how much research he did when he created those movies, but you really got to look at that, and you say, well, this is kind of the everyday person. There's nothing so special about any of these people. Even Clark on Vacation, there's nothing so special about him. He's just an everyday man. The guys from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, they're just everyday guys. There's nothing super spectacular about them. They're not doing anything to try to save the world. They're just telling a great story about average people.
Yeah, and I think that's right. And I think that that's a good point, that no one's trying to save the world, right? I mean, no one's mentioned that, which is that, you have a lot of movies where it's like not only superhero-style people in the movies, but they're all trying to do superhero-style things. John Hughes's movies, it almost presaged the Seinfeld phenomenon, which was to say that it was a lot of the objectives were, if not about nothing, as they put in Seinfeld, it was about the mundane, right? Trains, Planes, Automobiles, trying to get home for Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
Uncle Buck, taking care of the kids when the grandfather has a heart attack, right? I mean, 16 Candles, it's about a wedding and a birthday. I mean, these seem like you could write them off and say, well, it's frivolous stuff. But that's actually the stuff that most of regular people's lives kind of revolve around. Those are the dramas that most of normal people's lives end up pivoting on and revolving around. That's what Adam Goldberg, the Hollywood writer, said in the last break. If things felt so real, well, I think part of the way they felt real is because the plot points revolved around things that we've all gone through. That it's not about, Armageddon flying a spaceship to a meteor to save the world. It's about, making sure that making sure that the kids have a good time on the family vacation. And I didn't even think about that and how that was his vehicle for talking about the issues that are so universal to all of us, those interpersonal issues.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, thanks for the call, man. Great point.
One more thing. When you're talking about movies that want to be remade, I think War Games would be an excellent movie to be remade, especially with the changes in technology in the last 30 years.
That is a great idea. That is a fantastic idea, and you're right. That is a movie that you could update, because as I said before, the best remakes are the ones that either they make a movie whose idea was good but the execution wasn't, or they update a movie that has become outdated. Obviously, the Cold War has become outdated, and War Games. You're right. War Games, you could remake that movie. It was a fantastically executed movie for the time, and it could be updated. Great point. Thanks for the call, man.
You're welcome. Thank you much.
All right. 9:50 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. We're talking about John Hughes, the famous director, died at age 59 at the end of last week. Why do you think his movies endure? Why are they so burned into the American psyche? This is a guy who had a string of movies that he wrote and directed, which are almost universal in American culture. You can go up to almost anybody and ask them if they know who Ferris Bueller is, and they will know. And this is a guy who directed Ferris Bueller, Uncle Buck, the National Lampoon's series. He wrote those. Home Alone, one of the best children's movies ever made. This is a guy who had a huge impact on American culture and continues to have a huge impact on American culture. And the question is why? What is so universal about his movies? 303-713-7600. We have open lines, 303-713-7600. We'll take your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, Dave, this whole hour has been pretty non-existent due to traffic. Anyways, nothing going on out there. No crashes, no delays, no stalls. really no traffic jams. I don't see anything dipping below 50s on the highways around town. Some heavier volumes, though, on southbound I-25, that usual spot right after 58th Avenue as you get closer to downtown. Also, some construction being set up on the west side of Colfax there between Kipling and Sheridan. Both sides affected there. Got some rotomilling project going on. Same deal out in Henderson on I-76. Various single-lane closures in either direction of 76 at 96th Avenue. Your forecast today, partly sunny. Chance for isolated thunderstorms, including severe weather again then late this afternoon. High temperatures will be in the lower to middle 80s. Your current downtown temp, 67 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, your neighborhood Toyota dealers know your vehicle best and have the right tools for any job. During the month of August, take advantage of some great service specials and help make sure your Toyota continues to run like a Toyota. Toyota, the smart choice.
Meet Hank.
Hey.
Hank used to be unhappy all the time.
The miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil, to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
About it. That's why I bring up Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, because they fight these people all the time. So the big guys are not going to push the little guys around, because I got Mike Turner and Scott Henderson to step in. They're progressive lawyers, and they don't fool around.
Mike Turner and Scott Henderson Law Firm, proud supporters of AM 760. Call 303-300-1600. That's 303-300-1600.
Are you up to your eyeballs in credit card debt? Afraid to answer your phone, falling behind on your payments, and you want to do something about it? Please call Covenant Debt Solutions. They'll typically cut your monthly payments in half, have you out of debt in 24 to 36 months while you avoid bankruptcy. Covenant Debt Solutions have partnered with one of the nation's largest, most successful debt settlement companies to help you get debt free. They do it right. They have the credentials. There are a lot of scammers out there in this business. A lot of people have come out of the woodwork to help you with debt solutions. Go to their website. That's where you get the guarantee, the covenant promise, your liability, what you'll pay, what they promise to do. Call them at 888-77-BILLS, 888-77-BILLS. That's 888-77-BILLS, 888-77-BILLS. The website, 77bills.com. That's 77bills.com, 77bills.com.
Take this quarter. Go downtown and have a rat gnaw that thing off your face.
That's from Uncle Buck. One of the great monologues of all time. And this, of course, is from the scene in Ferris Bueller's when he storms the parade and takes over the parade and lip syncs this song. We spent the morning talking about John Hughes, the great director. From the 1980s, died at age 59 at the end of last week. We've taken today to do a retrospective on John Hughes. And to end the show, we'll play this montage that I found of great lines from, I think, the most powerful, at least in the American psyche, the most powerful John Hughes film, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Bueller?
Hello?
Bueller?
Hello?
He's sick. My best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend heard from this guy who knows this kid is going with the girl who saw Ferris pass out at 31 Flavors last night.
Something's going on, goddammit.
I can assure you he is truly a very sick boy.
Race! Goddammit! Race!
9 times.
9 times. Goddammit!
I don't remember him being sick 9 times.
9 times.
Oh, well, he's very popular, Ed.
Hi, Jeannie.
Shut up. The Sportos.
Okay, I'll go.
Motorhead.
This is ridiculous.
Geek.
Whoa, who said he's sick?
Sluts.
In.
Bloods.
What? Way.
Wastoids.
And your problem is you.
Dweebies.
Excuse me?
Dickheads.
You ought to spend a little more time dealing with yourself.
a little less time worrying about what your brother does.
They all adore him.
Hey, what's the matter with you anyway?
They think he's a righteous dude.
A family member dies.
Your father called.
Well, I think you should be sorry, for Christ's sake.
Your grandmother has just passed.
Dead grandmother?
What?
Dead grandmother? Anyone? 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 Anyone?
If you had access to a car like this, would you take it back right away? Neither would I.
Go piss up a flagpole.
I'm sorry? I'm sorry?
You should be.
Hey! 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 I wonder if you need a favor someday from Ferris Bueller. Then where'll you be, huh? You heartless wench, 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 wench!
You pinhead.
What country do you think this is?
You pinhead.
God damn it!
Relax. Relax.
Damn it!
What makes him so goddamn special?
All right, that's the show. That was the tribute to John Hughes, the Ferris Bueller's montage. I'm David Sirota. I will be here all week. Don't forget to tip your waiters and waitresses. Tomorrow, we're going to have on the lead writer for the Onion AV Club. It's going to be... Oh, my bad. Wednesday, we're going to have on the head writer for the Onion AV Club. Tomorrow, we're going to have an author who's coming to town to discuss his book. Stick around, listen to AM 760 for the promo. Until then, until tomorrow, I'll be on my patio in my sandals.
Restaurant owners...
You like that nothing beats Castrol Edge in wear protection.
That's awesome.
That's thinking with your dipstick. You switch to Castrol Edge for 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1.
That's awesome.
That's thinking with your dipstick. You sent that photo from the company party to the whole office.
Johnson, in my office!
So, not awesome.
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
X Relief saved their restaurant.
They ended up saving us between 40 and 50% of our tax debt. It was a miracle for us because we could keep the business open.
If you owe the IRS or state more than $20,000, call the attorneys at Nationwide Tax Relief. 1-800-947-0828.
We're so married, thank goodness, and my husband and I are happy clients of Nationwide Tax Relief.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief now. 800-947-0828. 800-947-0828.
2,000 beers in 75 different styles from 450 brewers. It's the world's greatest beer tasting event right here in Colorado. The Great American Beer Festival is coming to the Colorado Convention Center September 24th through the 26th. Visit am760.net to purchase tickets. Turn